following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com. Smoke weed every day.
Sound, camera,
ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, bitches and hoe-ass niggas, the weirdo is back. I want everybody right now to put your blunts up. You're now listening to Bizarre Solo Album, The Handicap Circus. And I'm your boy, Young Miles the Future. And my man's about to get it cracking for y'all. The band has a new lead singer. Everybody stand up. Put your motherfucking hands up for the number one weirdo, Bizarre.
Hey, bitch, it's a nigga with the shower cap, kicking a nasty, dirty 50 rap. Detroit's on the map. Back. Any nigga pop shit, whoa, get his ass back.
No.
I got two lesbians, full-blown AIDS.
Full-blown AIDS.
You never heard Bizarre, man.
He's got AIDS?
No, he just wants to fuck girls with full-blown AIDS.
No, I'm not going to this
concert. He wants to fuck lesbians. Here, listen.
When R-Star stands open to two, 7 miles south is where you find me. Or downtown, well, it's gritty and grimy. Detroit, the home of the two
holes.
Monte Carlo, smoking gas by the
hole. Oh, he's from everybody in D12.
I'm at my man, 7 miles, the home of strawberry jam. Detroit is in the house.
Yeah, he's kind of weird. He said the big dude in the D12 videos.
Oh, he's a big fat guy?
Yeah.
You know how, like, anyone is a big fat guy.
Yeah, he's kind of sick, though. He's, like, the sickest rap. Like, not sick like good, but sick like...
You mean sick like Biggie? About, like, can't barely breathe?
Yeah, he can't breathe very much. Either. But he makes, like, nasty raps, though. Well, hey, everybody. We're bullshitting over here. We're finally on the air, and I'm, like, what, 25 minutes late? It's 9:41, and I've been having the week from hell. And that's translated to tonight because, a lot of you know, well, some of you out there, DTT in particular, is very adamant about me fixing my internet problems that I've been having thanks to Bright House. And they came out once, and they broke my entertainment center in the process of trying to fix the problem, and didn't fix it. So that was Tuesday night. Whoa, excuse me. That was Tuesday night, but they came back out tonight, just less than an hour ago. Everything is fixed, so the phone lines will be up tonight. I have to go turn the 800 number on, the toll-free line up, but I'll let you know when I do that after introductions are done and intros. So we're back. We're 100%. In theory, we should be able to have a normal show tonight, so I'll be a late starting one. Anyway, here with me, I have Andy. Of course, what's up, Andy?
Hey, what's up? Top of the food chain.
Top of the food chain. Hey, you're going to go by Andy, right? That's the bottom line.
It doesn't matter.
All right. Anyway, Athena. Athena's listening. She'll be able to hear your calls, but she does not want to be on the air. And I don't have an extra mic, actually, so she can't be on the air, so, huh. Are you going to the chat room, Athena, or are you just going to play your pogo?
I'll go in the chat room.
She'll go in the chat room. That's nice. Hang on, let me turn this mic off. That sounds better. Ah, see? That's much better. I'm going to need... I got to run and get a cover for the mics. damn it. So the calls don't sound too bad. Anyway, if you want to join the show... Go to MadhouseLive.com, MadhouseLive.com, and click on the listen join icon on the front page, and you'll see all the options to get a hold of us. Of course, we're being broadcast right now on Prank Call Underground Radio, PCU. You can visit that homepage at KDKPrankCalls.com. server space is brought to you by Billy Mira, who does our Monday night show here. Billy Mira from the Howard Stern Show. On his server, you can Dr. Lego, I'll take that back. Dr. Lego from the Billy Mira Show. And you can visit him over at PrankTheWorld.com. That's his website. So MadhouseLive.com, KDKPrankCalls.com, and PrankTheWorld.com. I believe it's PrankTheWorld.com. Yeah, DTT's telling me to move to DirecTV, but no way, man. DirecTV's whack. My parents have DirecTV and it sucks, man. Like, I don't know. The only reason that I bother with Bright House is because their DVR is cheap. Like, you only have to pay, what, $5 a month?
It's awesome.
Yeah.
You can't live without it.
No, yeah, I'm so hooked on it now. And I have HD, DVR, and I've got every single channel except for the Spanish channels. And, like, the NBA and... baseball packages, everything else I got, so they get a lot.
I have the baseball package.
You did get the baseball package. Yeah. So yeah. Can you record the baseball?
Yeah.
That comes on.
Yeah, I record it and watch it when I go home from work.
So who does all the comment? Are this is like local stations and they just rebroadcast it, or is that what?
Yeah, they just pick up whatever the cable feed is, the Fox feed usually.
Fox
Fox Sports.
Okay. Anyway, so,
so I got to watch the Cubs lose like 80 games.
No, that sucks, man. Yeah, you're a Cubs fan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not much of a baseball fan, but I follow the Cubs for Annie and whatever. All right, let me. I'm getting numbers here from Lonesome. Lonesome loser in the chat room. Thank you very much. He's
Harry Dick.
Harry Dick, exactly. Yeah.
They're all reliable.
Yeah.
There's always a Harry Dick out there.
Yeah, that's just Harry Sachs and Harry Dick. What we got? Irving S. Fuke, Sachi Fuke, Harry and Cindy Holman. Remember Holzman? Holzman, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Holzman. Yeah. Bitch. Jimmy Boner.
Joe Geek.
Harry and Jackie Hooker and Melvin Boner. So I wonder how. I want to talk to Lonesome and find out how is it that he actually finds. Does he just go and. I think he just makes up a funny last name and just look. He'll like put in Boner and find all the Boners he can, right? That's pretty much what he does. I guess he finds them in Hawaii and shit. And yeah, see, he does Washington, Oregon, and Hawaii. Those are because it's early over there. It is 6:45 p.m. in the West Coast in California, and it's around 4:46 right now. Maybe even 3:46 in Hawaii. What time is it in Hawaii?
It can't be that early.
I think it's a 2-hour difference from California, isn't it? I'm on call and my voicemail's going off for work. I don't even fuck. I'm not gonna answer it. I'll answer it. I'll take a break in a second. I'll answer. It's too fucking late for that shit, man. God, fucking people won't go to sleep.
It's like 10 o'clock. I'm losing my voice.
You're
sorry.
Okay there? Yeah. It's like 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know what? These are people on work comp and they feel like lazy bastards. They're up all night.
Yeah, they're like, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and wait until the last minute before I call.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, they'll call us. They'll call like, yeah, I need an Italian interpreter.
That's why I would do that too. Though. I would wait until the last minute because I'd be like, look, they got someone on call. There's some fucking.
Fuck that.
Fat Puerto Rican sitting around waiting.
Yeah. This is a fat Puerto Rican.
That's his job.
There's some fat Puerto Rican in his boxers answering the phone. If they knew half the stuff I do while I'm talking to these people, Cubs suck, go Cards.
Who said that?
You suck. I forget who that is exactly.
Oh, what a scumbag.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Man
you
up.
You disgust me.
Man up. Cards are the win.
are the win.
Cards for the win.
Someone set up the cards.
Yeah, so that's you.
Jim Edmonds is gay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, make yourself known. If you want to call and talk Cubs, I'll put Andy on.
I hope not. That would be terrible. You'd be scared. It'll kill me.
Yeah. No? All right, well.
I hate the Cardinals.
Then I won't give the toll-free number out for
him. Not to him.
Yeah, not to him. Everybody else. If you want to call, 888-278-8509. I'm pretty sure that's active. Activated. Let me check just in case. We'll try it. And we've tested the phone lines, and we're 90. Athena, what would you estimate the chances that everything's going to work out tonight? Well, give me a percentage.
No, a percentage.
98%? I'm more of an 89%, but...
I'm going with 14.
14% from Andy. Big Andy with 14%. Thank you for your faith. Well, let me... Okay, the line is now re-enabled, so if you try to call and you got a busy signal, try again. But you know what? You didn't try to call, so nobody tried to call. I know how you guys are. You guys don't want to call until late. You guys are busy doing stuff now still. So anyway, big shout-out to the chat room. Everybody in there, Misery's in. He had some problems with Time Warner also. He was talking to me about that during the week. I was bitching about it. Milkman, that's right. Milkman is actually buying me a phone card because he only had 1 hour left on his. He had an hour's plenty of time. I made him go out to buy a new phone card.
I'll go.
Oh, man. I'll be right back.
I'll be there a little bit.
Yeah. Well, he's been gone for a while because it's across the street from him. There's like a... Whatchamacallit? What's that called?
Having fun in the party room.
It's like an... Yeah,
the party room.
If he was on right now, he'd be like, yeah, baby.
Yeah, in the party room.
God damn it, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
The best is when he does a little, like, the little promo of the Carlito and the Madhouse.
Yeah. I got to get him to record some promos for me. Just, you know, he should be... I got to get him to do that. I don't know if he... Yeah. I'm sure he would. He's not for anything.
He doesn't have anything to do.
Yeah, what's he doing? He works on... I don't know. He's always on my computer.
Yeah, he's like, hey, well, yeah. Do you need any phone cards? Yeah. I'll go get them.
Yeah, I'll be right back, sir. Well, thank you very much. Milkman, he's probably... I hope nothing happened to him. I hope he didn't fall down or something on the way there. There's a lot of Jamaicans. I don't know. He's got some weird stories. Virgin Islands, they're a really
dangerous
weird
place.
They're dangerous. No, they're pretty safe.
Those
are friendly blacks over there, man. They're island blacks.
Don't we send the Marines there all the time?
That's Haiti. Is it Haiti? I don't know. Where's Grenada?
South America.
South America. Okay, so that's not the Caribbean then, right? Grenada was an island, though, right? And Ronald Reagan sent shit. Didn't he send some troops down there for like a weekend? So that,
yeah, I saw that movie with Clint Eastwood. That's all I know about it. Heartbreak Ridge.
Really?
Anybody who wants to know further about Granada can rent that movie. Okay, and fast forward it till like the last half hour and then watch that.
Is Ronald Reagan like appearing?
He shows up, yeah.
The
like Clint Eastwood is pinned down and Ronald Reagan and the monkey are in a
John Glenn
helicopter and they strafe the Cubans.
John Glenn
and the Cubans are there. They're like, oh, there's Cubans, and the Cubans have like a bulldozer. It's like the big battle. The Cubans on a bulldozer.
Cubans on a bulldozer?
Yeah.
I saw that.
They're like, those Cubans have a bulldozer. Everybody's like, we're gonna get out of here.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but then they kill it. Like, you know, the Cubans can't really fight that good compared to,
no,
you know, Americans.
They got a lot of spirit, but Puerto Ricans never win anything either, man. There's never been a successful Puerto Rican wrestler in the WWE.
What about Savio Vega?
Yeah, never did. Savio Vega? Who's Savio Vega? Savio Vega. I don't remember.
I don't know. Wasn't he in The Nation?
The Nation? Yeah. Nah, he sucked, though, man.
Remember Coco Beware? He was good.
He wasn't Puerto Rican, though.
He was black.
No, he was
really black.
No, man, he should have been Dominican if he was Coco Beware with, like, a parrot.
Yeah, he had the bird. I like the bird man. He was, like, my favorite when I was a kid.
Junkyard Dog was a man, though, man. And when Mr. T wrestled Junkyard Dog, that was a good fight.
No, you know who remember that bad guy, Bad News Brown?
Bad News Brown.
And he used to put his hand on the top of your head and then he'd kick you in the back of the head. Ghetto Blaster.
I don't remember that, no.
Ooh, Bad News Brown.
Hey, in senior year English, you wrote a story about something in your life. He said we had to write an essay about the biggest thing in our life or something really major to happen in our life. And you wrote it about two wrestlers.
I don't think I did.
Yes, you did. You drew a picture of two wrestlers. One was hitting the other one in the back with a steel chair.
I don't think I did that.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
It doesn't sound good. Yeah,
see, you never wanted to admit to all this shit. I know.
But I just don't remember it at all.
It was a hand-drawn picture with crayons, and it was like it was like some wrestler that got hit in the back with another one. You showed it to me.
I was in like AP, and you were like in like English for the second language.
No, I wasn't, man. I was Mr. Edmonds' class.
You weren't in
we had the same teacher. Yes, you did. We had a draw picture, and I drew a picture. I forgot what I drew a picture of. I forgot. It was probably Star Trek or something like that. I don't know. God, that thing is going on. Athena, can you get that for me? We'll put it on the air so you guys can see what I deal with at work.
No one drew a picture of a wrestler.
Yeah.
The last time I remember drawing a picture for school was like Mike Tyson.
Tyson?
Yeah. That was like sixth grade. Oh, my God. What's that noise?
That's this. Hang on, everybody. We're going to put guys are going to hear what I got to deal with here. Let's see if it's a Hispanic person. It's funny.
What if it's a live person? It's going to be a voice recording.
It's always a voice recording. Ah, thank you. She brings a cover. That's good right there. Thank you very much, Athena. Athena, everybody. Oh, that sounds horrible. Hello? It was my mom.
Hello.
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 No, I can't
put
her on.
About her or what?
Last time she freaked out. She got mad at me. She called me. I was telling her to speak English.
She's going
to
call right back and yell at you.
Well, I wanted to put her on, but she...
I know. I heard that.
She wouldn't... I
can call in Azure. I can do her voice.
No. She will curse me out. She gave me such hell. She's like, you disrespect me if I don't want to speak
English. You just hung up on her.
She's already calling back.
Yeah, you got to talk to her now.
I
got to
take...
Mom.
Hang on, everybody. Let me play some music because she gets mad if she goes on here.
Yeah, you're a dick.
I'm not a dick.
You just hung up on your mom.
Hey, she'll be fine. She'll be fine. Right. All right, go listen to this, everybody.
Hello, you're on the madhouse. You're on the madhouse. Oh, my word.
We're back.
Hey.
Hey, Randy.
Yeah.
Hey. What's up? See, I know his voice.
What's up, Randy?
How them Cubs doing?
Not too good. We won today. I watched the entire game.
How them Cubs doing? How are they beating the Cards?
Not very often. This year we beat you more often, though, I think. We won the season series. Which is, you know, kind of a bonus for me.
I can barely hear you.
Yeah, you got to speak right
here. I can't speak
over.
I can't.
You can't?
I can't speak on this. It's so awkward. Yeah. Yeah, we suck. You're right. You know, everything works for the Cardinals. It must be great being a Cardinal fan. And, you know, congratulations. Way to go out there and really choose a team that might struggle.
Yeah.
Runner. But, I mean, I'm supposed to be a Cardinals fan. I mean, I'm from the area.
Where are you from exactly again?
Well, actually, I'm technically from St. Louis, but now I live in...
You're in Canada.
Oh, yeah, I live in Canada.
You should like the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
I live about 1,000 miles from Canada.
I think you just said you lived in Canada.
I said everybody thinks I live in Canada.
You live in South Canada.
I live in Illinois, so...
You live in Canada. I've seen your caller ID from, like, Ontario or something like that. Now you're trying to be American.
What?
What? I said, now you're trying to be American. I've seen your caller ID. Where are you calling? You come from a toll-free number
tonight? Check my caller ID.
What does it say?
What's that area code 309 from?
309. Nah, this is... Well, you're calling me from a toll-free number. I don't know what that's all about. What are you calling me from, a payphone?
No, I'm actually calling from my home.
I'm on the run.
You have a toll-free number at your home? That's weird.
You have a toll-free number at your home.
Oh, no, wait. No. Yeah, my caller ID must be fucked up, because it's telling me my... Oh, that's what comes up on my ID when I call people. Toll-free number. It says 888-278-8. That's cool.
My only two numbers I should have is 0001234 56. That's my Skype out and my home.
Okay, alright. Your home I see here is, hang on, I'm not going to give it out, I'm just playing.
Why don't you give out his home phone number? It'd be funny.
Yeah, no, man, Randy's cool, man.
Yeah, but no one's going to call him.
Yeah, hey, Randy, you want to do a call, man?
I don't really know, just because of the audio problems I'm having right now. I just really wanted to get my comments about the Cubs and the Cards.
What's
your football team, Randy?
What?
What's your football team?
The Rams.
Okay, they suck.
Well, they used to not suck.
Yeah, well, that was a few years ago, and now they suck. So, there.
Hey, what about those Bears? If you're a Bears fan.
We're in first place. What do you think about that, Junior? First place.
They aren't going to win this year. They aren't going to win next year. They've won, like, once.
That was a good year, though.
I really go for both teams, just because I don't really care who wins a Rams and a Bears game. Hello?
we're just thinking, you're very wise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
but yeah. I've seen the Rams and the Bears play in a game, and I mean, I've seen them in real life. I mean, I don't watch them on, I wasn't watching TV.
So yeah. What did you learn at Canadian school this week? Who did they say won?
Canadian school?
Yeah, who did they say won the war 1812?
Well, asking Izzy, he says he learns his class. I learned my classes, I mean, in French.
I keep on hearing
even
that
though
shit.
I don't know a word of French, so.
As your mom?
Thinks yes. I'm retarded, and I have Down syndrome.
They're teaching you French and you have Down syndrome?
Yep, because I don't know French, and every Canadian knows French.
Yeah.
The only French I know is how to say, I surrender.
Very good. So everything in Canada, everything has to be in two languages, right? Or is that just in certain provinces?
I think everywhere.
Really? So like all official
Izzy
signs?
Izzy lives in like the Niagara Falls area, so.
Okay. Izzy, all right. Yeah. What happened with y'all's show? You and Izzy were doing a show over Skype or something, right?
I guess Izzy couldn't do it anymore. I don't know.
Because his dad... Well, Izzy's pretty much MIA, right? We don't know where it's up with him.
Oh, he's been around. He called in last show. He didn't call in, but he was in the chat room because I said on KDK's show, I think.
Okay.
KDK's, yeah. That his mommy and daddy won't let him listen. So I think I pissed him off and he got into the chat room.
Okay. Randy, thank you very much for calling. If you feel inclined to do a call later on, by all means, call in and let me know, okay?
Well, see, I just don't really like your audio. I don't like...
Well, you can't hear me well because if I try to talk to you well, I'm actually get too close to Annie and it's kind of uncomfortable. So the way I have to take a break and set it up so... You know, we're not going to be... I don't know. It's hard to say. But it'll get better. See, this is better, right? You like?
Yeah.
See?
I don't want to get you... I don't want to get you in any trouble with that, so...
All right. All right, well, look.
Get next to men isn't my thing.
It's obvious that you're not feeling it tonight. You're not feeling the thunder. So, you know, just go on and please keep listening, though. It's good to talk to you, man.
Okay, man. I'll be listening the rest of the show.
All right. I'm kind of offended that you don't want to do a call. That's all I got to say, but fine.
How are you offended?
I don't know, man. Look, you know, I have you on here all the time, and you don't want to make a call. That's disrespectful. That's like.
Hey, I want to do called in. You kept disconnecting me.
Oh well, yeah, that was last. Yeah, that's when we had the phone problems, man. It's all
fixed.
Yeah,
because your cable call. Yeah. Cable company is a bunch of colon patrollers.
They are. They're a bunch of asses, man. But.
Is the ass hat hour still in existence?
Yeah, 12 midnight, we're going to jump back on that. We'll definitely.
What exactly is the ass hat hour? What's that?
Andy doesn't understand
that. Yeah, that's new to me.
Yeah, there's this dude that called someone an ass hat in the chat room, and one of the co-founders got mad, and he closed the chat room, and he took us off the air and all this, and KDK and him were going to fight, and they had to break it up. The cops got called and stuff, and they were going to arrest KDK and all these charges, and then so KDK just split and him, and but now they're cool again and stuff. But we used to call the asset hour just to make fun of the word because it's a bunch of shit. I made up half of that story, by the way. But what it all came down to is like someone called someone an asset in the chat room, and that somebody was a really big friend of one of the co-owner of the station, so he got pissed off and he closed us off.
Oh my god.
So KDK had to take back over. Rachel douches in Orlando, Florida. Wow.
Okay, well, I got a later, guys.
All right, bye. See you, Randy.
Better, Randy.
Randy.
East Michigan, that's downtown.
East Michigan. Okay, that's close to that. I gotta take a break now because I gotta talk to my mom. I should have taken care of this earlier.
You just talked to her, though.
No, she said, I'm going to call you back for more information, which means I'm going to call you back. So, I don't know. She probably just wants to tell me about how expensive it is going to fix my car. Because I have a cracked radiator in it, too.
4,000 pesos.
You have to pay lots of money.
I'm going to trade in the family donkey.
Aww. You know what our
donkey... Carl, we'll only have 4 chickens left. You can't get your radiator fixed.
How long does it sound like that?
Yeah, she does.
She doesn't sound anything like that. She sounds very articulate. Like, she has a Castilian accent. She sounds very articulate.
All the cows have mud cow.
I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know who it is you're describing.
Does your mom sound like?
Mom, Athena, does my mom sound like that?
She does. You had her...
That's fucked up. You two talk before the show. I know it. All right, everybody. Let me play something here for you guys, and I'll come back and... we'll get to the calls, I promise you. I got the numbers are coming in from Lonesome Loser. If you want to join us in the chat room, you can go to kdkprankcalls.com. Again, that's kdkprankcalls.com and click on the chat icon. You can also go to madhouselive.com and click on the listen join link. And there's a direct link to the chat. You can join us in JavaScript. Through the direct link there at KDK Prank Calls or for PCU, or you can, if you're an IRC, you can log into irc.lazy-net.de. Once again, that's irc.lazy-net.de. By all means, just go to madhouselive.com and click around, go to listen, join, and you can see how you can call in, how you can reach me on the instant messenger. And everything like that. My mouth, I'm really cotton mouth right now.
You do a good job with that webpage, Carlos.
I do.
You get a lot of information just right there.
I try to make it as easy as possible.
You learned that at UCF?
Yeah, I did.
Is that your mom again?
That was my half of an education at UCF. That's another toll-free number call. I don't know. All right, homework, you're going to have to call back. This sucks. You know what? I can't see caller ID right now.
Why not?
I don't know. It sucks. And now the phone call died.
Oh, my.
I hope they hung up. I hope this is not a sign of the internet dying again on us. Motherfucker. Anyway, look, I need to get some water because I'm all, like, do you hear that? I have nothing in my mouth. It's very bad because I've been smoking. Anyway, and plus I got to talk to my mom, so let me play this. I keep saying the same thing over and over again. I never fucking get to it. It's 10:05. We'll be right back on the madhouse. Of time for tonight, man.
That's what I was trying to get out of you, you freaking freak.
I thought you killed my son. For some reason.
Well, anyway, we got more.
I thought you meant a dollar, and I thought that meant like you only had like 30 minutes.
No. Yeah. We have an hour, but okay. Now I've got like a lot more, about 2,000.
It took you a while. Did you shop 20, around?
That's what I said. I had to drive.
You had to drive, man.
I went through a gauntlet, had cops chasing me and everything. Woo-hoo, man, he was like, pull that damn rascal scooter over.
Yeah.
I said, shit, hell, how? I'm trying to make it home, man. I can't. I'm going to fill up my deep ends.
Shit,
so they just kind of let me go with a break and a warning.
Hey, Milkman, let me ask you. You're from Texas, right?
Hell no, I ain't no damn Texas redneck, goddammit. Now, shit, you crazy bastards.
What the hell are you? Where are you from exactly? I know you're the
original. I'm a damn freak, man. I'm from outer space. I'm an alien.
Tell us the truth now. I know you used to be a farmer.
I was a farmer back in the day, man. I used to kick turds up there in the pastures, son. Yeah, up there in the hills of West by God, Virginia, in Ohio, the southeastern corner, man, the growing capital of the southeast.
He's retarded. You freak us out sometimes, man.
Fortunately, I'm retired.
This is Subway in Kodiak, Arkansas.
Andy, what are you doing, my son, my friend?
Not much.
It's good.
Hey. All right, baby. Well, I'm glad you're back, man. We missed you. Glad you got to make her back. I hope everything's square over there.
I remembered my phone this week.
Yeah, I lost mine. All right. Mine.
Well, I am having a dedication here. Dedication swig here. I got a big old Jamaican Lager Red Stripe. Funky top Red Stripe. And I'm working on it as we speak.
What are you celebrating something? What are you talking about?
No. I'm just celebrating since I got off on that ticket, man.
This Milkman's birthday.
Yeah.
Halloween,
birthday,
baby.
Milkman.
Halloween.
Yeah,
it's Halloween.
Birthday.
That's my birthday. Oh, wait.
Milkman, you're going to be a father.
Milkman, it's your birthday.
Everybody, we want to announce the news that Milkman is now going to be a father.
Yeah, and it's his birthday.
Man.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a little pumpkin and a little turd.
Yeah, so is it going to be white or black? Do you know yet?
Milkman's got to wait till it comes out before he knows whether or not it'll be white or black.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm really hoping it's white.
Yeah, it'll be brown for sure.
It's going to come out
Asian.
Man.
And we're in the Virgin Islands, man.
Wow, Virgin Islands. Would you? What if you got a
Virgin
Islands?
Hey, we got chocolate milk here.
Chocolate? I don't know about that, man. Isn't there a lot of like hepatitis down there and stuff? They got all them flus. They got all those European viruses.
No, man.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, you gotta watch out with that.
No, hell, you guys are sicker than we are.
Do you still?
I'm good, man.
Every time I go,
I'm telling you.
He can hear you on here.
What?
These people here are healthy.
Oh, really? I keep on lunging forward.
Yeah, yeah. I do it too on accident.
Yeah, anyway. These people are healthy, man.
Are you sure?
It's amazing. Hell yeah, man.
Yeah. Do you check their papers?
I'm telling you what, the shit's clean. Woo, damn, I'm telling you, son.
Wow.
Well, man.
Oh, yeah. In Puerto Rico, Dominicana.
I would never do anything with a Dominican woman. That's just wrong.
It's wrong for
Hispanics across
the country. Yeah, for Puerto Ricans and Dominicans across
the country. Oh, shit. It's good, man. It's all
both sides
up in there.
Mobilize their armies immediately and force separation.
Yeah.
Didn't your daddy tell you that? It's all good once you're up in there, son.
No, that's... You don't know how fierce a rivalry is down there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, it's amazing, then, because actually, if we keep the peace here, we got a pretty good plan, man. But, yeah, man, I got quite a few Southeast friends. Woo!
All right, well, good.
Wow.
So, anyway, congratulations on the son. I hope you have a son. And it'll be your second, right? It will be your second or
actually,
third?
Actually, that'll be good, man. I'll take a son, man.
The
trisexuals are kind of hard to explain to people. You know, they'll try anything sexual, so.
Okay. So you're giving birth to your own child?
Well, actually, yeah, I'm going to hatch up a big one in just a little bit, man. A couple more beers there, and give me a bean burrito, and I'll have me a little brown puppy.
So you impregnated yourself, and you still don't know whether or not it's going to be a white or black baby.
Actually, I didn't have to impregnate. No, I'm asexual, man.
I'm
impregnating myself. I just automatically start dividing. My nucleus does.
Oh, you're going to have a baby Cartman. That's what's going to happen. That's crazy. There's my phone again, man.
Is it?
Sex was only just for, fun.
Carlo, we have a radiator.
Oh, my God.
A puppy. Carlo.
I hope it doesn't work, because they can call me at the last minute
puppy,
for, like, emergency.
Puppy.
What time are you officially off,
off the air?
No, off of a call.
Next Friday.
I mean, are you allowed to go to sleep at night? You absolutely have
to. I absolutely have to. Yeah, I've gotten calls at 3 in the morning sometimes for, like, an interpreter. At the Florida hospital and shit. Like, the hospital, they we got a contract with them, and we got a lot of tourists here in Orlando, so they get a lot of people who don't speak English. They get, you know, a lot of French tourists and Japanese. And
why do those people like call that. You? You don't speak those languages.
Oh, but I have a list of interpreters here we have on call. We
oh, you them, have to call them?
We pay them extra on their salary to be on call. And
can I work as an interpreter for anyone who speaks English? Like, yeah. That would be a sweet job.
For
like
British?
Like someone from Britain or Australia.
Yeah.
Ireland, Scotland. I'm Scottish myself, so I can connect with those people very.
You can't speak that Scottish. They have a different language.
I understand it though. Like there's a guy who put the video cameras up where I work, so our boss can monitor us.
Right.
He was from Scotland.
Really?
Yeah, I understood him. He said cunt a lot.
Oi, laddie.
No. What was that?
He was like Willie.
Oi, laddie.
Willie from
The Simpsons. That sounds weird.
Here's Scott. Yeah. Beat me up, laddie.
No, he'd be like, hey, you fat bastard, and he'd walk around. He was mean. He was like a mean little guy. Yeah, they're all mean over there. Like my grandparents who are Scottish, they're all mean.
Yeah, he should die.
Mean, vicious people.
Milkman, let's do some calls, man. We got to try calls.
Hey, cool. You got a card, or do I need to send you these? I got stats.
Send me one. Send me the toll-free.
Yeah, we'll just use your stack.
Yeah, we'll use your stack.
I got plenty of cards now.
Thank you very
got
much.
A ticket and just escaped by the, you know, fringe of my life there.
You got to be careful with that, man. Those cops on there, they don't play. What are do the cops drive those weird SUVs over there, those Mitsubishis?
No, actually, I think they got, like, a few of them are the Monte Carlos, you know, what's going through the round rear taillights?
An Impala.
Crown Vic?
That's it. Sorry. Impala. There you go. I mean, it was an oldie. You've got a few SUVs. Fords and a couple of them. Now they got a new bunch of shit now. I don't know why. Hell, you got to see there's more wrecked police cars.
Do they even have...
There are probably people on the road.
Do they even have, like, highways in the Virgin Islands? Like, I would imagine there would be no room for a highway.
Yeah, you got a horse that drags up in the middle of the pasture.
Well, no, I'm not trying to say that.
Kicks the cow turds out of the way.
You said all that. I'm just saying, like... You know, is there a highway? Like, can you go and get on from Main Street to, you know, US 2?
Yeah, what's it called? What are the highways called?
And can you drive on
really
your car?
It's really cool,
because
if you come down here, you know, it's like country directions. Well, you go down there by the gas station, take a ride over there, and you go down three more streets and take a ride. There is no signs, no roads on nothing.
But it's pretty much like the Virgin Islands.
You can always tell. When one of these tourists, you know, or one of these Americans come up, and one of the Yankees show up, because they're like, hey, man, how do I get from Route 77 over to 26? I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
But it's pretty much, like, lawless there, right? You can do whatever you want. Like, slavery.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. Like I was chugging that beer all the way down the road without any...
They don't worry.
Doing about 80 on my Rascal scooter in the wrong lane. It was cool, man.
You're drinking and driving in a Rascal scooter?
Oh, hell yeah, man. It's cool, man. If the cops pull you over, man, they'll ask to hold your beer and see if you got any extras, man. They're cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they're pretty lenient. In Puerto Rico, they'll let you do anything. You can get away with murder.
I was in Puerto Rico, and I was snorting coke off a hooker's ass crack, and then I snapped a goat's neck, and no one said anything.
Yeah. Bitch, you're too
That's
afraid to go
That's some serious
to
real crack there. Real crack. Ass crack and crack.
I snapped the goat's neck like it was nothing.
Like, it was nothing. I just snapped his neck, yo.
Well, better to have some goat water, man, than have to choke the chicken.
That's right. I'm having a coughing attack like usual. Damn. We've been smoking quite a bit, Annie. Athena, do you want to part of you driving?
Athena said she'll fall asleep immediately.
Yeah, she does. She doesn't last very long at all. Yeah, we tried smoking. When did we smoke? Like at 5 o'clock one day or 4 o'clock? And that was it. Like, she was out. She was out for the whole night. It was crazy. Anyway, what's going on? We got people talking about Ireland. His first experience was walking in Ireland at night. A car full of kids drove by throwing eggs at random people. You know, I did that in Daytona Beach on spring break, and we got chased down with a group of college students once. I remember that. We were in a convertible. What's that car? Was it a Celica? Yeah, it was a convertible Celica.
Car?
My ex-girlfriend Stephanie's car. We were throwing eggs at people.
I wasn't there.
And I learned the trick to egg somebody when they're walking. You can only do it perfectly if they're walking towards you. Like if you're both going opposite directions. You know what I mean? Like if he's coming at you, walking towards you, and you're
so you can see the fear in her eyes.
Yeah. Well, I hit this kid was on a bike.
No, you shouldn't have done that because like, mobility is your enemy.
I hit him on the top of the head with an egg, and he fell off his bike. And he had this goofy-ass, dumb smile, and I hit him on the top of the egg and on the head with an egg. Bless you. And he fell down off his bike.
Bless you.
I saw it in the rearview mirror, and I felt bad. I felt bad. And then we threw it into this crowd of people, and then we kept driving for a while, and then traffic stopped because it backs up in Daytona Beach on the strip. It's just people going up and down with their cars just showing off.
Because there's a lot of honeys out there.
Yeah, there are.
And like, I would drive out there in my 85 Thunderbird with the front all beat up.
You would do that?
Yeah. The slow cruise.
2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you.
That's everybody knows what I'm representing.
Represent. What do you represent? Chi-Town?
Daytona Beach,
maybe. Hey, dude. Well,
we're Deltona, Carlos.
Yeah, that's right. D-Town. That's right. I don't know. There's nothing for Deltona. What did those wiggers in here call it?
They were saying something.
Deltona? Something. Del City.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Del City. What the fuck, Del City?
I would think if you said Del City, I would think, you know, everybody around here doesn't know, but, you know, DeLand is right next to Deltona. Yeah. It's a far huger metropolis.
Hey, Del City, Ohio.
Hey, Lonesome, give me some numbers for people in Deltona, Florida. You got one once, I remember. It just popped up. I was like, hey, that's where I was born. So, that's where I was raised in Deltona. Andy lived the majority... No, you didn't live a majority of your life there, right?
No, I don't know.
You lived around Central Florida, right?
It's close.
Yeah, for the most part. You went to high school there and shit. Anyway...
Call some of them damn freaks over here in Crystal River, man.
Because they got that nuclear plant out there, that's why.
That's where I worked at, man. Yeah. Big old nuclear.
Yeah,
nuclear.
So you worked there, and then you made enough money there to retire?
Yeah.
No, man, I made enough money there to come work in the refinery, son.
Yeah, he was
now I don't have to milk cows except for fun.
Yeah, see, he used to milk cows in the Army.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Weren't you like in...
yeah.
Yeah, he was undercover in Afghanistan as a milk farmer.
What?
Yeah. In India. I'm sorry, was it India or Pakistan? What was it?
Indiana?
India.
I would believe
yes, I got pocket.
Man, we need you to go undercover. We need you to go undercover milking cows in Indiana.
We need you to infiltrate this.
Larry Bird is bringing guns into the state.
Salt Lake, Indiana.
No, we can't have that. Well, actually, see, I got a few Amish relatives in my family. That's how the tradition got started. Y'all get the Amish, yeah.
So now you own like a big ranch and you live on it in the Virgin Islands.
I live right on the side of a big mountain here, and it's terraced off. And I got goats out here running around eating the weeds off the side of the hill and shitting everywhere. I got me some Holstein and red centipole cattle.
Wow.
Pretty
wow.
good living.
That sounds pretty good.
We got to go there.
Yeah.
How
up on the other side of the mountain, too, man.
No,
it's
man.
Called Weed Mountain.
If I say
the other
you...
side of the mountain's Weed Mountain.
Weed Mountain.
But is there weed there?
Oh, man. Where is that shit? We're in the tropics, baby. It's like 90 degrees year-round.
So if we go there, you're going to get us some killer, right,
yeah.
Millman?
Oh,
so,
man.
Millman, if we send you...
Need you to ask...
Millman, if we send you an address, will you mail two round trip plane tickets here? Three. So,
three.
Tina
so, go,
so we can go to the Virgin Islands.
Yeah.
If we send you our address, because we'll do that.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, I need them addresses right away.
All right, hey, Carl. Yeah, there we go.
Milkman's on top right now.
Carlos will give you his address.
Okay. Milkman, dude.
You will send it first class, please. But, you know, that's not like a sticking point. Like,
not a problem.
I
thought maybe you might. Yeah, I didn't think you wanted to fly.
And then there could be like a special Madhouse edition from the Virgin Islands.
From the Virgin Islands, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
Good.
We could do that.
Oh, yeah.
We'll go down to the Cruise and Rum Distillery, man. We'll get topped off, and I'll take you up there to see the Drinking Pig, man. Buster is the Drinking Pig.
Buster the Drinking Pig?
That's Milkman's best friend.
Milkman sees him
as my roommate. Buster the Drinking Pig.
Some people have the pink elephant. Milkman has Buster the Drinking Pig.
He always bitches about me for leaving the bathroom a mess.
Buster the Drinking Pig.
He speaks with a Cockney accent, and he's like he's got the spectacles on. He looks a lot like Winston Churchill, but a big pig. Right? Is that how it is? He's a cop, like a yardie. Not a yardie.
Yardies are bad boy. Yeah. Black gangsters from
in London,
Britain,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, I read that this one yardie guy pushed a bullet through some woman's skull to kill her. Pushed it through.
What?
I don't know. I think that's bullshit. Look, Lonesome Loser already come through with Michelle Ho Bin in Deltona. Woman answered at 10:25. I'm going to Google map that real quick so we can see where in Deltona it is.
The Gore? I don't know where that is.
There's so many streets in that fucking
town. I know. It's the largest town in the world.
Yeah, it is like... It's whoa.
Google's nice, but get my mouth wrong. Damn, hold that lung in, son.
Yeah, man. Dropped
him
on.
Lung in.
He had to rip his headset off.
Push it back down his throat. He may need it. He may need to breathe.
All right.
Damn.
Yeah. Wow.
Scrape up them chunks, man. And let's spread together and make a sandwich.
That was like an aftershock. That was like, you know, a good 30 seconds after I hit it, and then I'm like,
That was good, though. You got a lot in your lungs, probably.
That was terrible.
I caught up. I got to slow down, man, because I'm like, wow.
Okay, you got to work. You got to watch out when them eyes get real red, you know, coin slots, man, start popping out of his head, man. Carlito, duck.
Mine are always like that. My eyes are always red. Oh, yeah, but yeah. Anyway, I'll watch out for that. No, I'm being called. Everybody, Jesus Christ! Listen to this music while I handle it. I got to babysit work again. Hang on, everybody. Be right. Look, man, talk away.
Yeah.
I'll be right back, everybody. Sorry, and we'll do calls. Right, I promise. Yeah. I'll stop bullshitting with these people.
Well, you know, I'd like to also, you know, I'd like to mention that, you know, our prayers are with everybody down there in the big New Orleans. You know, if you manage to make it back home and you have to leave again, we definitely feel for you and pray that you find your way and find peace soon. And all you guys over in Texas there are about ready to catch some shit out of the fan, find some safety quick. And we wish only the best for you. And if any of those people in Texas are related to my bosses that I work with, please wish all the destruction to land upon their homestead. Because they're real assholes and they deserve it. That's right. Terry, Hetty, all you guys, may you have a ton of destruction on your shit-ass houses and homes. And can I shit in your cowboy hat, your 55-gallon cowboy hat, brother? Your ass hat. Your 55-gallon ass hat. Yeah, see, they all wear the boots and stuff, man, you know, and they talk like this, and you know, they're all about red asses, and their asses are so damn red. They look like Roy D. Marcer right after he just come out of a jalapeno eating contest, as red as his asshole, yes, sir. They're next to red, buddy. Oh, shit. Bud, Terry, all you guys, Eddie. We wish you nothing but the best during this storm and all the destruction. You know who you are. No, but really, I don't wish anything but the best for you people. And hope that you find peace, find a way out, safety. The Lord will be with you. My prayers are with you. Give a big shout out to all our friends. KDK, our sponsor, a wonderful sponsor, Madman, provides us with this excellent chat. Dr. Lego gives us our voice. And all you people out there that make this thing possible. It's all for you, guys. All for you, PC. Yeah, baby. What are you saying, Kylie?
What are you talking about?
He's been talking nonstop. He's great. Oh, you need to get these for my brother, you dick. You told him you were going to get him these.
What, those right there?
Yeah.
I got the third one now, too. I got
man, you make me, you, dude, you really piss me off sometimes.
All right, well, we'll
say you're going to die. See, I never tell you I'm going to do anything, and I don't. What's that skipping noise?
Y'all hold and mind your business, because little evil needs.
Is that your mom again?
Our chat Nazi. Do not slay her out.
No.
Oh my god. So lame.
I know.
Poppy!
No, this is work.
Yeah, it's
fucking.
His mom is probably. I love this. It sounds like a fucking sprinkler.
Ah, it's.
Yeah, the ones when you're like really drunk and you try to get across the line, you think, oh man, I beat it, and the thing comes around, hits you in the back of the head.
I've never been drunk in a sprinkler, milkman.
Those suck.
Is that what you do?
They're fun. Oh, every time I get a chance, man, shit. Nothing like a free anal douche in there.
Yeah.
What's her fucking name? This bitch you can't stop calling?
Milkman.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about, Milkman?
That's old sweet rich.
We've been on the same CD for an hour.
Oh, damn, man.
You got it done?
I don't know. Some bitch named Kathy Young keeps calling me. I should call her on the show and fuck with her.
You can't do that. Man. That's like, you're crossing the line.
Yeah, I can't mix work and end show. That's the bottom line. Okay, I'm not allowed to mix that stuff.
I didn't know that was a work call.
Yeah, it's when
I'm
on call.
If it wasn't work, we could break bad.
Yeah, it's a really
now
bad,
who's calling?
It's a really bad week for the show because of that.
Yeah. Who's calling now?
I don't know, man. Let's see what it is. I think
did
it's
did they working. Ever get your stuff straightened out over there, the cable man?
Yes, they did. Everything's working perfectly. Hang on. Let's put that. Let's see who's... My caller ID is turned off right now. I got to update that. Hang on.
Oh.
That was too late.
You know, Milkman, that's your
the
fault.
Topic isn't, yeah. The topic hasn't been changed at that either.
Oh, you're right. I got to change the topic, dude.
What?
Yeah, KDK, he's probably not paying attention.
Yabba dooba.
I got shits to do.
You knew. Our buddy.
Hello.
Send us in a great idea.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, hang on, Milkman. We got someone on the air. How you doing, man?
Okay. Yeah, I'm doing all right.
All right.
Damn, man, I'm fucked up, man. Yeah. I did a movie fucking... I actually might get my name out there. I'm doing a movie that's going to Sundance.
Sundance? Really?
Yeah, film festival in Colorado. And
you're acting in it? What's going on?
Nah, I did all the audio editing and the voiceovers and shit. And, like, I'm getting a big plug off of it. They're going to put my fucking website on the credits.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. Oh, so I thought you were going to star in a movie or something like that.
Nah, hell no. Oh. Not yet, but they need to, man. They need to make me go in there one time.
Yeah, they should. Damn it, man.
So I need to be in a movie.
All right.
So what's up, man? We pranking hard tonight? What's going down?
Yeah, it's time to start the pranks. Thank you for calling in. It's a late start. Look, I'm on call from work, and it's been the week from hell this week. I've had a lot of shit happen. I've lost my cell phone today.
Me too, man. I had a lot of work done today.
Well, look, I've lost my cell phone this week. I've had cable problems. I finally got fixed today. The only positive part of today. What else happened to me? I cracked my radiator today in my car.
You shouldn't have done that.
Well, it wasn't my fault. I got a cracked rear tail light.
Damn,
that was your fault too.
Roll with any drugs, man.
No, I don't. No,
that's all I got to say, man.
No, it's not bad. It's not visible, but it's just cracked. It's, I don't know. Anyway,
you can't expect me to find that in here.
It's in there somewhere. It's somewhere.
The fact that I have to look through a whole fucking pile of CDs is ridiculous.
It's probably not here at all. I don't know. I don't know where my CDs are.
What would it say on it?
Here, up here. It'll say Dan the Automator. Well, that's who we're listening to there. Well, I had to.
That was my CD, and the fucker took it.
Yeah.
And then he gave it to you, and like, it's good, you should burn a copy of it.
It's full shit.
And then, like, you know, you play, and you act like, you know, I'm not the one who turned you on to that, and I was, but you just don't know it.
Hey, man, Reckless, you want to do a call right quick? I got some people named Gay.
Gay?
Gay. Cheryl Gay and Robert A. Gay. Bob Gay.
That's Robert A. Gay.
Robert A. Gay. He's on. he's in Deltona, which is the city where I grew up in, and Andy lived there for most of his
Daytona,
life.
Daytona, like Florida?
No, not Daytona,
it's
Deltona.
It's half Daytona, half Deltona.
Half Daytona, half Orlando.
Half Daytona, half...
It's okay.
Halfway through Orlando and Daytona is Deltona.
I want this, too.
Well, you
this
want it, too.
Touchdown, I'm going to take that.
Oh, yeah? That's a... I'm going to gamble stuff. That's a lot of work. Did you find it?
No.
It's there. It's somewhere. I don't know. We'll find it.
I want a brand new one. It doesn't have any scratches on it.
All right, fine, whatever. We'll do that. All right, everybody, so let's start a call here. Reclude, you're on the line. Thank you very much for calling. It's 10:40. We're finally going to take off our stall.
WC Field here, Sonny, you bug me.
Yeah, you're going to do a WC Fields call? Or are you going to do...
would be bomb.
All right, go over. He does a really good WC Field. It's really funny.
Wait, hold on a second. Let me ask the chat room real quick.
Yeah. Oh, type it in there.
What voice should I do, and I'll do like impression. Yeah. I'll try to do the best impression.
Yeah, everybody.
The gangster, or the WC, or any one of your wonderful selections.
WC Field.
Because I can't ask it over there because it's fucking delay and no.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you got it.
Come on, you fucks.
Hurry up. I'm even a lost boy.
Lost Boy, W.C. Fields.
Yeah, that's what you gotta do. That's Milton.
That's Milton. He's talking to you. I'm gonna ride W.C. Fields.
I'm gonna force my way. All right, hang on, everybody. Rick, what's on the line?
Right on him.
There he is. All right, everybody.
This is a Milton.
We'll be right back after 29 seconds. Okay, Rick Lou.
Yeah.
Robert Gay. Robert A. Gay.
Hello, my speaker, Robert A. Gay, please. Hello, this is WC. How you doing there, ma'am? Just want to speak to old buddy Robert A. Gay. Old buddy of mine.
Who is calling, please?
Why, it's WC. How you doing?
Just a moment.
All right.
We got a low battery. But I have a backup, but Reclude might have to call back in.
It's here. Publisher, Mr. Fields.
WC, you bastard. Get your name.
I'm Buddy, you bug me. Sonny. Call back, Reclude.
He will. Don't worry. Milkman, it's okay.
Look, it's all I the think, phone.
I think the phone died. I think it died right when Milkman said that. Yeah, it did. Oh,
Milkman, you jinxed it.
You jinxed
cable
us.
Cable guy.
No, this is a battery problem, man. This is the cheap one that came with the phone. It was like a $9 phone. So,
how many times I gotta tell you, Carlito, you cannot use some batteries in your vibrator before you start the show.
I'm gonna hook up a phone battery to a vibrator. That thing that'll be more powerful, I think, right? No, that's
what I'm talking about, baby. I just like just plugging them straight in the wall, man. You can't get much better than 110.
I
bring a generator in the house and hook that up.
I sit on top of it.
I get my washing machine going and I put a vibrator in my ear.
Oh God!
It's like a Carter, like a
come here, slave,
Milkman.
I have my slave rub my toes.
Milkman, if you could go down on yourself, would you do it? And would that make your day?
You know you would.
You got it.
And yes,
kidding,
it does,
man.
Make a guy.
Yeah.
That's what I got bitches for.
Oh, come on. But what if you weren't getting any? You would resort to it, though.
You got to be kidding, man.
If it was easy as masturbating.
A dog can lick his own nuts, man. I ain't a dog. I will get something, son. You know that.
You know what? Athena's going to have to.
He's a player here, man.
Athena, you got to put this back on the base. All right. Athena, everybody.
Athena stepping up.
Athena always does the back.
Oh,
she's,
my God.
She's our intern. There you go. Okay, I gotta log back in. Anyway, as soon as we get this fixed, then Reclu can call back in, or anybody else can. I haven't even given out the toll free. It's 888.
Give Reclu a chance, man. He got
all right,
in there first.
Well, let's give it out. Hang on, he'll call back. 888.
The line's busy.
No, we're open. 278-8509. Reclu, please do a call back in, sir. Phone line is back up. This is the good battery. This is a Radio Shack battery that I spent a good amount of money on. So, give a shout out to Blake from Georgia, and it's Booney. Okay, well,
laugh out loud.
Booney says to give a shout out.
Hey,
to
Booney, this is from Ass Hat.
He's listening.
He's giving you a shout out.
Booney, no. Blake is the dude getting the.
Oh, Blake. Hey, Blake, this is Booney.
Yeah.
Booney.
Laugh out loud.
Laugh out loud.
Hee hee hee.
Hee hee, tee hee hee. There you go, everybody. You're on the Madhouse.
How you doing now, baby?
Hello, WC, how are you?
Yeah, let's make some brain calls, baby.
Yeah, all right. Well, we can
feel like a spring chicken tonight, yeah.
All right, well, we can go ahead and try the other game. Person in
yeah, it's the gays. We can call back. They must have got disconnected, but they all want to call you.
All right, well, let's do it. She said she was getting Bob Gay, right? So
yeah,
we're going to say, hey, I got disconnected. But
oh, did you hang up on him?
No,
you suck.
No.
Oh. He didn't hang up. Milkman killed himself.
Milkman was so upset that he thought we hung up on Rick. I think he just started strangling himself, and he passed out.
I'm going to go suck my exhaust fumes off my scooter.
Milkman got upset, so upset once he ate his cell phone once. And right, anyway.
You couldn't have, damn it.
You couldn't. Okay. Hang on. We're going to get... let's try getting Bob Gay back online. All right, dude. We'll be right back, everybody. It is now 10:46 on that madhouse. And I have no music to play. Yeah, Two Left Crew. Yeah.
$1.54 2 hours, 34 minutes, 29 seconds.
You there?
Yeah.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Speak to Robert A. Gagley.
Call you when we can. See you later.
Hello. Hearing so well.
Hello.
Please wait.
Hello, okay. Said please wait.
Da, da, oh my God.
That's so annoying.
The hell was that?
A lot of strange noises over there.
That was a Notre Dame theme song.
Hello. There are a lot of strange noises. I'm confused.
Who are you complaining?
I'm confused. I'm trying to speak to Robert and Gates.
To who?
I have a package of delivery for him.
Hello.
I got a message for Bob Gay.
There is no Bob Gay here.
What do you mean there's no Bob Gay there? Why are you trying to get smarter than me? I know damn well there's a Bob Gay there.
That was great.
Bitch,
man. Stupid bitch. God. There's no Bob Gay there. Didn't she say a second ago?
Enter your destination.
She said she's going to go get him, and now all of a sudden she can't go get him?
All right, I'm calling her now. My eyes are so
Your
red.
Current balance will allow you to talk for 2 hours, 25 minutes, 29 seconds.
This is Cheryl Gay, and an old guy answered about...
Oh, Cheryl Gay?
Yeah, about 15 minutes ago, an old guy. What the hell?
Oh, God. Get the hell... Hello? Yeah, my sister, good old Cheryl Gay. Hello? Cheryl Gay. Oh, this is good old WC. I have a singing phone telegram for you. Roberto,
what the fuck is that? I just thought I could fix it. What is it?
It's a bad line.
Oh, we're missing.
See ya.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Who the hell?
Hello, Carlito.
What? Who's this?
Carlito.
Mexican Pina. Oh, it's Prankmaster.
How did he get on the line?
That son of a bitch. Hey, Prankmaster, how are you?
Good. My internet's working tonight.
Oh, yeah? Good. Good.
Yeah,
How's your car working?
Yeah. Not going to find cars. I got some good ideas tonight.
Okay. All right, well, let's not talk about the car, then. You got, okay, let me see. You sent me a number, right? You sent me two. Which one do you want to call first? You got... We totally lost Reclude, man. I just forgot about Reclude. Hang on, Prankmaster.
How did Prankmaster get on the phone and Reclude go off?
I don't know. Hang on.
The following is an exclusive of PCU Radio at MadhouseLive.com.
Smoke weed every day.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, bitches and whole-ass niggas, the weirdo is back. I want everybody right now to put your blunts up. You're now listening to Bizarre's solo album, The Handicapped Circus, And I'm your boy, Young Miles the Future. And my man's about to get it cracking for y'all. The band has a new lead singer. Everybody stand up. Put your motherfucking hands out for the number one weirdo. What's up?
Hey, bitch, it's a nigga with the shower cap. Kicking a nasty, dirty 50 rap. Detroit's on the map. D12's back. Any nigga pop shit, whoa, get his ass smacked.
No.
I got two lesbians, full-blown A's.
Full-blown AIDS.
Full-blown. You never heard Bizarre, man.
He's got AIDS?
No, he just wants to fuck girls with full-blown AIDS.
No, I'm not going to his concert.
He wants to fuck lesbians. So, yeah, listen.
When our star stands open to two, 7 miles south is where you find me. Or downtown, well, it's gritty and grimy. Detroit, the home of the two
holes. Monte Carlo, fucking dead by the hood. Oh, he's from the D12. Everybody in D12, man.
7 miles, the home of strawberry jam. Detroit is
anyway
in the house.
Yeah, he's kind of weird. You know, he said the big dude in the D12 videos.
Oh, he's the big fat guy?
Yeah.
You know how, like, anyone is a big fat guy.
Yeah, he's kind of sick, though. He's, like, the sickest rap. Like, not sick like good, but sick like...
You mean sick like Biggie? About, like, can't barely breathe?
Yeah, he can't breathe very much either. But he makes, like, nasty raps, though. Well, hey, everybody. We're bullshitting over here. We're finally on the air, and I'm, like, what, 25 minutes late? It's 9:41, and I've been having the week from hell. And that's translated to tonight because, a lot of you know, well, some of you out there, DTT in particular, is very adamant about me fixing my internet problems that I've been having thanks to Bright House. And they came out once, and they broke my entertainment center in the process of trying to fix the problem, and didn't fix it. So that was Tuesday night. Whoa, excuse me. That was Tuesday night, but they came back out tonight, just less than an hour ago. Everything is fixed, so the phone lines will be up tonight. I have to go turn the 800 number on, the toll-free line up, but I'll let you know when I do that after introductions are done and intros. So we're back. We're 100%. In theory, we should be able to have a normal show tonight, so I'll be a late starting one. Anyway, here with me, I have Andy. Of course, what's up, Andy?
Hey, what's up? Top of the food chain.
Top of the food chain. Hey, you're going to go by Andy, right? That's the bottom line.
It doesn't matter.
All right. Anyway, Athena's listening. She'll be able to hear your calls, but she does not want to be on the air. And I don't have an extra mic, actually, so she can't be on the air, so, huh. Are you going to the chat room, Athena, or are you just going to play your pogo?
I'll go in the chat room.
She'll go in the chat room. Well, that's nice. Hang on, let me turn this mic off here. That sounds better. Ah, see? That's much better. I'm going to need... I got to run and get a cover for the mics. damn it. So the calls don't sound too bad. Anyway, if you want to join the show... Go to madhouselive.com, madhouselive.com, and click on the listen join icon on the front page, and you'll see all the options to get a hold of us. Of course, we're being broadcast right now on Prank Call Underground Radio, PCU. You can visit that homepage at kdkprankcalls.com. server space is brought to you by Billy Mira, who does our Monday night show here. Billy Mira from the Howard Stern Show. On his server, you can visit... Dr. Lego, I'll take that back. Dr. Lego from the Billy Mira Show. And you can visit him over at pranktheworld.com. That's his website. So madhouselive.com, kdkprankcalls.com, and pranktheworld.com. I believe it's pranktheworld.com. Yeah, DTT's telling me to move to DirecTV, but no way, man. DirecTV's whack. My parents have DirecTV and it sucks, man. Like, I don't know. The only reason that I bother with Bright House is because their DVR is cheap. Like, you only have to pay, what, $5 a month?
It's awesome.
Yeah.
You can't live without it.
No, yeah, I'm so hooked on it now. And I have HD, DVR, and I've got every single channel except for the Spanish channels. And, like, the NBA and... baseball packages. Everything else I got, so they get a lot.
I have the baseball package.
You did get the baseball package. Yeah. So can you record the baseball?
Yeah.
That comes on.
Yeah, I record it and watch it when I go over work.
So who does all the comment? Are this is like local stations and they just rebroadcast it, or is that what?
Yeah, they just pick up whatever the cable feed is, the Fox feed usually. Fox Sports.
Okay. Anyway,
I get I got to watch the Cubs lose like 80 games.
No, that sucks, man. Yeah, you're a Cubs fan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not much of a baseball fan, but I follow the Cubs for Andy and whatever. All right, I'm getting numbers here from Lonesome. Lonesome Loser in the chat room, thank you very much. He's
Harry Dick.
Harry Dick, exactly, yeah.
They're all reliable.
Yeah.
There's always a Harry Dick out there.
Yeah, that's just Harry Sachs and Harry Dick. We got Irving S. Fuke, Sachi Fuke, Harry and Cindy Holman. Remember Holzman? Holzman, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Holzman. Yeah. Bitch. Jimmy Boner.
Joe Geek.
Harry and Jackie Hooker and Melvin Boner. So I wonder how... I want to talk to Lonesome and find out how is it that he actually finds... Does he just go and... I think he just makes up a funny last name and just look... He'll, like, put in Boner and find all the Boners he can, right? Is that pretty much what he does? I guess he finds them in Hawaii and shit. And, yeah, see, he does Washington, Oregon, and Hawaii. Those are... Because it's early over there. It is 6:45 p.m. in the West Coast in California, and it's around 4:46 right now. Maybe even 3:46 in Hawaii. What time is it in Hawaii?
It can't be that early.
I think it's a two-hour difference from California, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I'm on call and my voicemail's going off for work. I don't even fuck. I'm not gonna answer it. I'll answer it. I'll take a break in a second. I'll answer. It's too fucking late for that shit, man. God, fucking people will go to sleep.
It's like 10 o'clock. I'm losing my voice.
You're
sorry.
Okay there? Yeah. It's like 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know what? These are people on work comp and they feel like lazy bastards. They're up all night.
Yeah, they're like, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and wait till the last minute before I call.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, they'll call us. They'll call like, yeah, I need an Italian interpreter.
That's what I would do that too. You know? I would wait till the last minute because I'd be like, look, they got someone on call. There's some fucking.
Fuck that.
Fat Puerto Rican sitting around waiting.
Yeah. There's some fat Puerto Rican.
That's his job.
There's some fat Puerto Rican in his boxers answering the phone. If they knew half the stuff I do while I'm talking to these people, oh, Cubs suck, go Cards.
Who said that?
You suck. I forget who that is exactly.
Oh, what a scumbag.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Man
you
up.
You disgust me.
Man up. Cards are the win.
are the win.
Cards for the win.
Someone set up the cards.
Yeah, so that's you.
Jim Edmonds is gay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, make yourself known. If you want to call and talk Cubs, I'll put Andy on.
I hope not. That would be terrible. The kid will kill me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, well.
I hate the Cardinals.
Then I won't give the toll-free number out for
nothing. Not to him.
Yeah, not to him. Everybody else. If you want to call, 888-278-8509. I'm pretty sure that's activated. Let me check just in case. We'll try it. And we've tested the phone lines, and we're 90. Athena, what would you estimate the chances that everything's going to work out tonight? Well, give me a percentage.
No, a percentage.
98%? I'm more of an 89%, but...
I'm going with 14.
14% from Andy. Big Andy with 14%. Thank you for your faith. Well, the line is now re-enabled, so if you try to call and you got a busy signal, try again. But you know what? You didn't try to call, so nobody tried to call. I know how you guys are. You guys don't want to call until late. You guys are busy doing stuff now still. So anyway, big shout-out to the chat room, everybody in there. Misery's in. He had some problems with Time Warner also. He was talking to me about that during the week. I was bitching about it. Milkman, that's right. Milkman is actually buying me a phone card because he only had 1 hour left on his. He had an hour's plenty of time. I made him go out to buy a new phone card. Oh, man. I'll be right back.
I'll be there a little bit.
Yeah. Well, he's been gone for a while because it's across the street from him. There's like a... Whatchamacallit? What's that called?
Having fun in the party room.
It's like an... Yeah,
the party room.
If he was on right now, he'd be like, yeah, baby.
Yeah, in the party room.
God damn it, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
I like the best is when he does a little, like, the little promo. The Carlito and the Madhouse.
Yeah, yeah. I got to get him to record some promos for me. Just, you know, he should be... I got to get him to do that. I don't know if he... Yeah. Sure he would. He's not for him.
He doesn't have anything to do.
Yeah, what's he doing? He works on... I don't know. He's always on my computer.
Yeah, he's like, hey, well, yeah. Do you need any phone cards? Yeah. I'll go get them.
Yeah, I'll be right back, sir. Well, thank you very much. Milkman, he's probably... I hope nothing happened to him. I hope he didn't fall down or something on the way there. There's a lot of Jamaicans. I don't know. He's got some weird stories. Virgin Islands, they're a really weird place. They're dangerous. No, they're pretty safe. Those are friendly blacks over there, man. They're island blacks.
Don't we send the Marines there all the time?
That's Haiti. Is it Haiti? I don't know. Where's Grenada?
South America.
South America. Okay, so that's not the Caribbean then, right? Grenada was an island, though, right? And Ronald Reagan sent some troops down there for like a weekend? So that,
I saw that movie with Clint Eastwood. That's all I know about it. Heartbreak Ridge.
Really?
Anybody who wants to know further about Granada can rent that movie. Okay. And fast forward it to till like the last half hour and then watch that.
Is Ronald Reagan like appearing?
He shows up, yeah. The like, Clint Eastwood is pinned down and Ronald Reagan and the monkey are in a
John Glenn
helicopter and they strafe the Cubans.
John Glenn
and the Cubans are there. They're like, oh, there's Cubans, and the Cubans have like a bulldozer. It's like the big battle. The Cubans on a bulldozer.
Cubans on a bulldozer?
Yeah.
I think I saw that.
They're like, those Cubans have a bulldozer. And everybody's like, we better get out of here.
Really?
Yeah. Really? Yeah, but then they kill it. Like, you know, the Cubans can't really fight that good compared to...
No.
You know, Americans.
They got a lot of spirit, but Puerto Ricans never win anything either, man. There's never been a successful Puerto Rican wrestler in the WWE.
What about Savio Vega?
Yeah, never did. Savio Vega? Who's Savio Vega? Savio Vega. I don't remember.
I don't know. Wasn't he in the Nation?
The Nation? Nah, he sucked, though, man.
Remember Coco Beware? He was good.
He wasn't Puerto Rican, though.
He was black.
He was Dominican.
No, he was really black.
No, man, he should have been Dominican if it was Coco Beware with, like, a parrot.
Yeah, he had the bird. I like the bird man. He was, like, my favorite when I was a kid.
Junkyard Dog was a man, though, man. And when Mr. T wrestled Junkyard Dog, that was a good fight.
No, you know who the... Remember that bad guy, Bad News Brown?
Bad News Brown.
And he used to put his hand on the top of your head and then he'd kick you in the back of the head. Like no. The ghetto blaster.
I don't remember that. No.
Ooh, Bad News Brown.
Hey, in senior year English, you wrote a story about something in your life. He said we had to write an essay about the biggest thing in our life or something really major to happen in our life. And you wrote it about two wrestlers.
I don't think I did.
Yes, you did. You drew a picture of two wrestlers. One was hitting the other one in the back with a steel chair.
I don't think I did that.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
It doesn't sound good. Yeah,
see, you never wanted to admit to all this shit. I know.
But I just don't remember it at all.
It was a hand-drawn picture with crayons, and it was like it was like some wrestler that got hit in the back with another one. You showed me the
dude,
picture.
I was in, like, AP, and you were, like, in, like, English for the second language.
No, I wasn't, man. I was Mr. Edmonds' class.
You weren't in we my had English. This, we had I didn't draw teacher. A picture.
Yes, you did. We had to draw a picture, and I drew a picture. I forgot what I drew a picture of. I forgot. It was probably Star Trek or something like that. I don't know. God, that thing is going on. Athena, can you get that for me? We'll put it on the air so you guys can see what I deal with at work.
There's no one drew a picture of a wrestler.
Yeah.
The last time I remember drawing a picture for school was like Mike Tyson.
Tyson?
Yeah. That was like sixth grade. Oh, my God. What's that noise?
That's this. Hang on, everybody. We're going to put are going to hear what I got to deal with here. Let's see if it's a Hispanic person.
That's funny. What if it's a live person? It's got to be a voice recording.
It's always a voice recording. Ah, thank you. She brings a... cover. That's good right there. Thank you very much, Athena. Athena, buddy. Oh, that sounds horrible. Hello? It was my mom.
Carlo.
No, I can't
you
put her on.
Her
last time she freaked out. She got mad at me. She called me. I was telling her to speak English.
She's going
to
call right back and yell at you.
Well, I wanted to put her on, but she...
Yeah, I know. I heard that.
She wouldn't... I can
call it as her. I can do her voice.
No. She will curse me out. She gave me such hell. She's like, you disrespect me if I don't want to
but
speak
you just hung up on her.
She's already calling back.
Yeah, you got to talk to her now.
I
got to
take...
Mom.
Hang on, everybody. Let me play some music because she gets mad if she goes on here.
Yeah, you're a dick.
I'm not a dick.
You just hung up on your mom.
Hey, she'll be fine. She'll be fine. Hang on. All right. So listen to this, everybody. We'll be right back.
The following is an exclusive on PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Yeah, how you doing there, son?
We totally lost Recluse, man. I just forgot about Recluse. Hang on, Pragmash.
How did Pragmash get on a phone and Recluse go off?
I don't know. Hang on.
Right?
See, now, Pragmaster called in... This is probably him calling back.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing there?
What's going on there? I heard some radio transmissions.
What is it you say, you old butter? Is that what you say to people sometimes?
What I'm saying?
What you say? How you doing there? Is it you old butter? What do you say sometimes?
Old butter.
No, I just say I'm looking for old Shirley Gay.
No, but sometimes you've done other calls and you go, hey, how you doing there? You old butter? Or, I think is it your old butter?
Your old bastard or something?
Something you say.
I try to slur it so they don't understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, it sounds like your old butter. It sounds like your old butter. It's funny.
I don't even know, man. I'm probably just high. I don't know.
Okay. Well, all right. It sounds funny. You want to call anybody? I got a Michelle Ho Ben. If you want to make another call.
Michelle Ho Ben?
Ho Ben, yeah, Ho Ben. B-I-N.
All right.
All right.
Let's convert her.
Okay. All right.
Actually, I'm going to change my voice now. Okay. Preacher.
Preacher. Awesome. Okay. Well, we'll hear that. Hang on, everybody. We'll get another call here in just one moment.
Got some good ideas tonight.
Prank mess in the background.
What's that, man?
Hey, you. Yeah. Who is this? Who is this?
Prankmaster!
Wow. What's up, Prankmaster? Hey, let me ask you real quick. What did you get arrested for?
Huh?
What did you get arrested for?
I didn't get arrested.
I heard that you got arrested or something.
Huh?
I heard you got arrested.
From who?
I don't know. Some dude was saying that you had gotten arrested.
No.
Oh, yeah. That's what someone was saying. You got arrested. You were paying child support. What happened? Yeah, all right, well, look, you don't need to talk about it, but it's all right. Anyway, so, hey.
I didn't get arrested.
All right, well, good. I'm happy to hear that. Hey, dude, let me ask you, Kit, I got Reclude on the other line. He's going to make a call real quick. And then you want to go ahead and give me a call back after that? All right, cool, man. All right, I'll talk to you later. Right. Call back after Reclude's done, all right, man?
All right.
Bye. Very well. Y'all disconnect? Alright, I think he did. Try to get Reclude back
up. Hello?
Hello,
Reclude.
Hello. Good. Hang on. This better be Delta.
Hello, how you doing there, sweetheart? I got a singing telegram for you.
Okay.
Okay, would you like to hear it?
Sure.
This is from Robert A. Gay. It's from Robert A. Gay. Let me call you, sweetheart. I'm in love with you. I love to hear you more like when I'm between you. Blow me away. Send my grace and let my lips lick you. And that's all. And Robert A. Gay says, call him tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, actually, he says he's a good friend of mine. And he says you've caught his eye. You're the apple of his eye.
Okay, I think you might have the wrong number.
He knows what he's talking about. He knows what he's talking about. This is Benho, right?
No.
Well, he knows. Linda?
No.
Roberta?
No.
Francesca.
Let me tell you something. I have a little girl that's asleep right now.
Uh-huh. Why would you like me to sing her a lullaby?
Do not ever call this number again.
Put her on the phone and sing her a lullaby.
I think she's gone. That was interesting.
Hello.
Hello. You hear Reclude in the background still singing. Who is this?
This be Albert.
What the
hell? I don't
hell?
Got no diaper on. I want to do a prank phone call and see somebody come on here and change my diaper.
Okay. Wow, it's Fat Albert and you. Okay. Well, Mr. Albert, we can call. Would you like to call Walmart? I've got plenty of Walmarts.
Yeah, no, I'm not trying to prank you.
Uh-huh.
I want to do a prank with you.
Well, I'm saying, we can call a Walmart store. I got a Subway, and I got a...
Let's call Walmart.
All right, let's call Walmart in Alaska.
Yeah, let's see if they got a dependent for me.
All right, well, hang on for a second, please. Who the hell is that?
Mm-hmm.
That's creeping me out. Hello?
This is real voice.
Please enter your destination number now.
5.
Yeah.
Bill called me.
The speed slot dialed does not
you
exist.
You got a 3-hole punch?
Please enter your destination
yeah,
number.
Oh my god.
You got
a 3-fucking-hole punch?
Yeah, you got to have a
3-hole
punch.
Dude.
Yeah, I'm still here. It'll be, just be Albert. I'm a confirmed diaper. I need a Japan on.
Excuse me, sir. This is Walmart.
Hello?
Walmart.
Yeah, I'm looking for the pen.
Walmart.
Yeah. You got the pen?
Walmart?
Yeah. I need a diaper, man. I need someone to come over here.
Walmart. This is Walmart.
Can we transfer you to the bathroom, please?
Get someone to come out here and put my
Walmart?
On me.
Are you trying to call Walmart?
Yeah, just Walmart.
Walmart?
I need the pen. You want to deliver the pen to me? I got feces all up on my backside.
Walmart? Hello?
Hello?
Sir? Walmart? Ah. Walmart.
Walmart.
Walmart. Walmart.
Let me transfer you. Hold on.
This ain't Walmart. This is a prank show.
Walmart.
Yeah, Walmart.
Oh my God. What the fuck are we doing, man?
What the fuck are we doing?
Actually call Walmart now.
Yeah, God.
Hey, we're actually gonna call Walmart now.
This is weird. All right. I'm in such a haze. Hang on. Oh my God.
Can you hear me?
Can you speak up, please? Oh, my God. Hello. Yes, ma'am. Hello. Speak, damn you. What a bitch.
This is the worst prank phone call ever.
Yeah, that sucked. Hey, woman. What the hell? I don't know what the fuck's going on here.
Hello? Nope, man, can you hear me? Destination
number. I can't hear you, Sonny. You ought to speak up. I got my hearing aids down on low.
Huh? We're sorry. The number you have dialed...
I'll start the therapy at the end of time.
...is invalid. Please try again.
I did it wrong.
How'd you do it wrong?
Red stripe.
The blood
your third
of an
balance
infant.
Will allow you to talk for 52 minutes, 35 seconds.
These people gotta speak up. And these people gotta stop calling me. Well, I'm trying to do a call.
So why don't you suck your apology out of my dick?
Hey,
what was that?
It's Milkman. That's me.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
Milkman, you're so loud.
You hear how weird the phone sounds in Hawaii?
It's like Japanese.
I feel like we're calling England.
Hello.
Walmart. Hello, love.
Walmart.
Is this Molly Molly?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, how are you there?
Hello.
Hello, ma'am.
You're breaking up and I can't understand you.
Lay away, please.
Hello.
Lay away, please.
This is layaway.
This is layaway? I need you to check on a package for me, please.
Okay. What's your last 4 digits of your phone number?
2210. What is with this phone connection?
Okay, I don't have anything. Let me see.
1280.
Try your other number, yeah.
1280.
Yeah.
Yes.
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 Oh.
Hello? Ma'am? Hello? Walmart?
Walmart.
Walmart?
Walmart.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am? Hello?
Balance on that.
1208. Oh my God! Worst phone calls ever.
This sucks, man.
Yeah.
Your current balance will allow you to talk for 44 minutes 11 seconds.
I saw
the record wants to give me a call, man.
Hmm.
Give me that mic.
We got 7-0.
Yeah.
You go to Walmart?
Hey, how you doing there?
Very good.
Great. Can I get the pharmacy, please?
I think it's closer. Let me transfer, okay?
Okay.
Go over there and look, bitch.
One moment.
Can you go look for me before you transfer me? Don't try to hang up on me. Well, what about, where do I do returns at? How about that?
Okay. I have direct line.
Move it up.
694.
No.
Whoa.
This is my last quarter.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. One moment, okay?
Oh, thank you.
I love that. This is my last quarter. Keeps everybody alive. Like, oh, that's his last quarter.
They don't use transfers in Walmart very much, do they? Because every time I call them, they want to give you a number.
Yeah, they're like, call back. You should be like, yeah. Yo, fuck that. It's my last quarter, dog.
Yeah, man.
Because I'm walking down the street, and I got to call Walmart. I need to call Walmart for a payphone.
Hello?
Who would call Walmart from a payphone? Like, that's so fucked up. But they should be like, you're not calling Walmart from a payphone. Who does that? No one.
Yeah, this is exactly.
Pharmacy?
Hello, this is the pharmacy.
Yes.
Excellent. Look, sir, may I give you the UPC code on this so you can look it up for me, please?
Is it a drug? Is it a...
Yeah, it's a drug. Come on, I need to ask you an important question about this. I don't know how to pronounce it. I don't know what it really is.
Okay, here, let me put
it
on hold. I need to turn my computers back on.
Oh, God.
All right.
How long? All right. How long is it going to be?
Takes about 2 minutes for it to get all the way up.
All right, well, I'm counting.
If you want, you can call the A Street Walmart, and they can answer all that for you.
No, I bought it there. Don't try to pass your problems, bro.
Me
and you're going to have a nice long conversation. Me and you're going to have a nice long conversation about this.
Okay, let me put you on hold. I'll go get my computer's back. Okay.
All right. You better come back.
What's your interaction with that with Viagra?
I will. All
right.
He's going to hang up on you.
Uh-huh.
How long do we have to wait? 2 minutes?
He said 2 minutes, man.
We have to just wait, because what if he comes back on?
I know. That's fucking rude, man. Really, Walmart. I guess why he's closing. I'm probably making him
up. He's turning his computer back on. You're a dick.
Hello?
Hi, I'm going to transfer you to the phone over by the computer that I turned on, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Wow. He sounds like a little fucking dork, man.
He's actually transferring me, though.
Yeah, I'm transferring you.
They never
he has to run over there to pick it up.
Yeah, I guess so.
We just hang up and go, like, yell at him.
Great.
Somebody says fix your audio. That's all about.
I don't know.
Are you with me still?
Yeah. Are you there?
It's DTT.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Just want to make sure. Go ahead. Is it an NBC
number?
Get there,
Bruce.
I don't know. It's a number with a barcode.
With the barcode?
Yeah, the barcode number.
Okay. Go ahead and read it off to me.
All right, so 3239001169.
Are there any dashes in there?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
And are they separated at all? A set like two numbers in the last set or one number in the last set?
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, we'll start with the end of it. Is it just... Is it
6-9
or is it just 9?
Well, you got a 3. I see the barcode thing, and then there's a 3 all by itself, a small 3, and then inside the barcode there's 5 numbers, and then a space, and then 5 more numbers, and then another space and one small number by itself.
Ask him to speak up, please. I can't hear him.
Can you speak up a little bit, if you don't mind?
Okay.
I'm on my last quarter.
The first small number was a 3 at the left?
Yep.
Okay, and then the big number starts 23900.
Yep.
And then there's a space again.
Yep.
Is that correct?
Yep. And then there's a 00116.
Okay.
And a space and then a 9.
Let's see what I get. Because the only way I can look up drugs in my computer. Oh, there it is again. Okay. Now I got a UPC field. Can you read that to me one more time?
Speak up there, Bruce.
I suppose so. It's a 3-2-3-9-0-0, then 0-0-1-1-6, and then 9. DTT's is having a heart attack.
3-2-3-9-0-0-0-0-1-1-6.
And then 9.
I'm missing one.
And then 9 at the end, 9. You heard me.
Hello?
Nine, I say. At the end.
Is the 9 right before the 6?
No, there's a 9 after the 6.
9 after the 6?
Yep. Okay. The last number is 9.
Okay. I'm going to write this down just in case it actually gets cleared off the screen again. That way I can have you read it off again.
Alright. This is taking so long.
This guy's the worst Walmart employee ever.
NyQuil?
Listen, Bruce.
Yes, yes, the NyQuil, yes.
NyQuil. NyQuil.
Is it NyQuil?
NyQuil.
Yeah, NyQuil.
What's the interaction with Viagra?
What is this Vicks? Vicks? You rub that on your chest?
Yeah, Vicks makes NyQuil.
I'm going to tell you something. My 8-year-old son came home and drank about 3... You put a damn party shot glass on the top of this thing. And my son came home with this, and he said he got it at Walmart's. Well, they told me, I said, where'd you get that? He said, Walmart's. In his book bag, drank 3 shots of this on the bus ride home from school. And what's that all about?
Okay?
I thought you were the pharmacist. I asked for the pharmacist. Who is it? What are you doing there? What, you cleaning the floors? Or are you the computer guy?
I just work in the pharmacy area also with the pharmacist.
All right, well.
Duties.
Oh, okay.
I didn't hear that you asked for the pharmacist. I just picked up the phone.
All right, well, hey, thank you for picking up the phone. How about that pharmacist?
Okay, let me put you on hold.
All right.
God, he doesn't know anything. Yeah, he mumbles a lot and stupid.
I think he was playing with himself. That was Bruce.
You think this pharmacist is going to be like...
No, it's going to be him. He's going to come back and he's going to be like...
Tell him to speak up, though.
Yeah, I'm the pharmacist. No, your kid's probably just going to be sleeping.
Yeah,
there he is.
Hello, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, look here, sir. My son has come home with this bottle of this NyQuil.
Okay, that's an over-the-counter cough and cold medication.
He's had 3... You put a shot glass on top of this. This thin piece of shit shot glass. Excuse my French, I'm sorry. Excuse my language.
That's the way that drug is dispensed, sir.
And
how people can dose it.
He is 7 years old and took 3 shots of this at school at lunchtime. And he got caught, and now he's going to get expelled.
Okay.
And I asked him where he got it. He said he got it there at the Walmart.
Okay, it's over the counter. That means that anybody can come in and buy it. That's a normal kind of cough medicine.
Wait a minute.
People take when they're sick.
You've given this.
It does come with a cap on it to dose, but it's just like any bottle of anything. The person doesn't have to even use a cap. They just drink it.
You understand that my 7-year-old son drank this. He bought this at your store and drank it.
Well, that's the problem nowadays, sir. There's quite a few people that buy that kind of stuff, and quite a few of those things are being taken off the market and also removed from.
He's hallucinating. He's yelled at his mother. His mother is in the bathroom, locked in there, crying, with the hot water on. There's steam coming out of the bottom of the door.
Doctor?
He is angry. He's yelling. He's talking back. He wouldn't eat all his food.
What you need to do is call the poison control people.
He's got a mad bunny,
too. You mean to tell me that my 7-year-old son went in there and bought drugs and drank it, and you guys let him do that?
Sir, that's over the counter. We have no control.
You sold that to someone who's under 18, NyQuil?
Yes, of course.
You did. So if my son goes in there and wants to buy a shotgun in your sporting goods section, he can do that too?
No, he cannot.
He can go in there and buy beer?
No, he cannot.
What does this have? If you're the pharmacist, why don't you tell me what it's in this NyQuil?
That is a medication, an antihistamine.
Uh-huh. What kind of, what's...
the decongestant.
What's the antihistamine?
The doxylamine.
Okay, good. That's one.
Do you have the bottle there?
Well, yeah, I'm making sure that you're the real deal.
Okay.
What else?
Sir, this is a normal kind of bang.
Hey, I think you're lying to me. You're not a real pharmacist. I demand to speak to the pharmacist.
What's that?
I demand to speak to the real pharmacist.
This is the pharmacy manager.
Okay. The pharmacy manager. Did you go to medical school?
Okay, sir. I am going to have to go, okay? You need to call the poison control center if your son is acting different.
You are a peddler. You are peddling drugs to children. You will go. Yes, you are. And you're gonna answer to God.
Well, we all will, won't we?
And you're gonna answer to the Lord. And you're gonna answer to the.
You need to call poison control.
I'm going to.
Son is hallucinating.
What is your name? I'm gonna contact my lawyer. What is your name?
My name is James Halleck.
Halleck.
Hallock.
What kind of name is that? That's a fake name.
Okay, thank you, sir.
What is the real name? Give me your social security number.
Please enter your
definition
number.
How tall are you? How much do you weigh?
Yeah.
What did you get? What did you get in the SATs? I beat you.
What is your credit card number? All right, good. That wasn't too bad. Milkman, what are your thoughts?
That was pretty good. I think he was trying to hold out on us, though. I don't think he gave his real name there.
I can heal the goat while you made that call.
I don't even understand, why he wasn't even concerned that your son has this incredible boner and wouldn't go down for a 7-year-old. That's terrible.
Oh,
what?
We were talking about NyQuil, not Viagra. I spent too much time making him look up the shit.
Yeah. He should have just made him do it over and over again.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, let me give you those numbers again. Look these numbers up for me, please. Yeah.
And then we have some guy.
I got the number for Red Stripe here, but he. Really
oh cool. No!
Oh God!
Who's it? Is your mom?
I gotta go back to work again. Yeah, Hazy, I can't tell people I'm calling the police because that's actually a bad thing. Then they'll take you seriously and they'll call the police, and then this is illegal, Technically, we operate under the radar, but it's on the ground.
Who's on the phone?
Hello.
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 Hey, man, what's up?
Not much.
Hey, congratulations, I heard.
What?
I heard about the show tomorrow. You're going to have a great time, right?
Yeah.
You're going to go down to Zolar show tomorrow, right?
Yep.
All right, well, that's great. I'm very happy. You're going to make it then, huh? So what's going on? You, this Prankmaster, of course, right?
Yes.
Great. And then Zolar, of course, is going to be hosting. And you have what else? You got KDK, and he's getting, a tattoo of some shit?
Yep.
And you got...
He's going to be there getting his nipple pierced.
Right, and then High Pitch Eric is going to be there also, right? Is he confirmed? Do you know at all, or am I not?
We don't know. I don't know if it's confirmed or not, but
okay. But he's
going to. But we also might be getting a closed ass. We don't know yet.
Oh really?
What? Yeah.
You're going to get. Well,
and let me have a little present for everybody.
You're going to have a present, and you're going to have Nicole Bass down there.
No, I said we're going to have a little present.
No, before that.
Everybody.
Wait a minute, before that, who else you said was going to be on there? Nicole Bass?
Yeah, Nicole Bass.
Really? Okay.
Maybe. No. We don't know yet.
Oh, yeah, I know who she is. I'm just saying. I didn't know about that until now. This is the first I'm hearing about
it.
All right, well, that's cool. That's cool. So, anywho, you want to go ahead and do it? Can you hear me? You probably can't hear me well. Do you want to do a call, man? Forget it. Now someone else is calling.
I'm going to do two. I got... Two great ideas, and I think they'll definitely go some.
Okay.
The vehicle places the first two numbers. Call at either one of them.
Okay. Do you have toll-free Do you have a three-way capability? Because if not, we're gonna have to hang up.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let me give you a toll-free number real quick. Off the air, okay?
All right.
So you will hear this only, but I can't hear you. All right. Hang on. Hang on, everybody.
Huh? Yes. Yeah.
Hang on.
Dude. Andy, tell him to quit buzzing that, dude. Hand it over.
You speak English. I see.
You get that? You got it? Okay, good.
Yeah.
Sweet.
You other bitch.
You
bitch.
Don't never.
I'll call that for that. Oh, come on now. You're yanking my chain. Hang on. Give me a second here. I might be able to do it now. Hang on. Alright, cool. Okay.
Please enter your authorization code now. Para mensajes en español, marque asterisco 1.
This song sucks. No, it doesn't. It does.
You like this song?
Get the Hawaii 503 song.
I need to get that.
53.
That's a way better song than this song.
Oh, shit. Awesome.
You have 53 cents. Please enter your.
Frankmaster?
3 minutes, 9 seconds.
Hello?
Yes. Is this Ace Arsdale?
No, wrong number.
Who did you call?
I call who you told me to call, man.
Best phone call ever.
That was the best right there, man. Hell yeah. Yeah, Prankmaster. Woo!
Yeah.
It smell in anal? That's the number I done called, man. Hang on.
No. Call, it should be the first number or the second number that I gave you.
Oh, I told you the wrong one. Hang on, I forgot to tell you who I called. You were calling the anal guy. Alright. What? Who the fuck? Okay, so what...
Either DeLillo, Chevrolet...
Okay.
Ace Auto Sales.
Ace Auto Sales. All right, we'll try Ace Auto Sales, okay?
Okay.
All right, I gotta do this all over again. Hang on, everybody. I'll be right back. And I won't play Beastie Boys. So. Play something else, yeah. You there?
Yes, I am.
All right. It's the dawn of the day. In the sky, married with stare. Look what's been done in the heart of the hearts, the heart of the soul, the heart of the boots and the.
This is a song that, like, you know, Vikings are probably be into.
Yeah, the drinks of this.
If they're still alive. Our Vikings, Vikings.
Going to have away the Vikings.
Invading England.
Do you have a light car?
A light car?
Yes.
You mean like light colored, or it doesn't weigh much like?
No, I want it to be light. W H I T E. Light car. Hello?
Yeah. Okay, I believe you turned down. I'm getting all kinds of static here in the road and everything else. Now, can you spell that for me one more time?
I'm on a white car, W-H-I-T-E.
Oh, white?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I am so sorry. Sure. We got white, and we've got like a Tara station wagon that's white.
Are they new, or have they been used?
These are used cars.
Okay, now, let me ask you this.
I'm a leak.
Yes. See, let me ask you this. I'm kind of having a problem with people. Will they use fuck black people?
Excuse me?
Do you know if the car, the right cars were used by black people?
No.
Are you sure? Because, you know, if it is, then I'm just going to throw out the car and not even bother.
Okay.
Because otherwise I'll just throw some gasoline into it and just burn the shit out of the car.
Why?
Well, because I'm part of the KKK. And, you know, and I don't like black people.
Okay.
Okay. How about you? How's your feeling on the KKK?
Well, I believe that we live in America and everyone has the right to voice their opinion, but I think that anybody trying to hurt anybody else is like, you know, if somebody's trying to hurt you, then you have a right to like stop them.
Sounds
but
like
other than that, I don't really, you know.
But see, because I usually go to like car dealers and burn out the black cars.
And do what?
So can I burn out the black cars at car dealers, so can I come
right
to yours and have like a black car burning?
Right.
Can I come over and start burning the black cars? Okay.
I don't really understand, but I guess I'm kind of slow that way.
But I'm saying, can I come over and burn the black cars?
I'd rather that you didn't, no.
Why not?
Because that just doesn't even make a bit of sense.
Well, I mean, because I'm going to have my recognition from the KKK come over.
Oh.
Hold on. Actually, let you talk to the leader. Hang on.
Hello?
Hello?
I do not know what this gentleman is talking about. He is holding me here against my will.
Hello?
I do not know what this gentleman is talking about.
Okay.
I do not know what this gentleman is talking about.
Oh, then what do we do?
I don't know. Do you have any white? When we mean white, we mean we don't want a car that's tainted.
Huh?
We want a car that's not tainted with niggerdom.
Okay.
Do you have any?
I'm sure that there are plenty available that haven't been tainted by anybody or anything, but
can you provide documentation that'll prove that it has not been sit in by anybody but a white person?
That wasn't what?
That was white the whole time, never even a passenger, nothing like that.
I don't know how you could achieve such documentation, but I'm really not real sure about it, but here, could you hang on just a minute? Hello?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
All right, good. Well, hey, you have a good night then, all right?
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
That sounds like a damn freak over at the House of Satan there.
Prankmaster, you are insane.
That's his day job.
Why did you say that you're bombing cars? You're going to get us in trouble, man. You can't say that.
I wasn't trying
no
to
violence.
I kind of completely fucked it around, so I couldn't.
I had to cut that off. I was gonna make it. I could have made it funny with like, I want a pure car, and you know.
Yeah, I kind of fucked it up.
You can't go around saying that, man. It's post this after 9/11, man. You're gonna get us. I don't know. You just can't.
Yeah, there's like a freaking echo on this.
Oh man, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling in.
Well, here's my other idea. Pretend to be a girl, and you'd be like,
a girl?
For Sally, this is from, I'm from the Fat Ass Connection, calling for, you know, for Sally Struthers.
But see, can we hear your girl voice?
Actually, I could do Fat Albert.
We can do, okay. We want to do Fat Albert. Who do you want to call? You call this other Chevrolet place and tell them that you want a large car. Tell them you weigh like 400 pounds or whatever. Your name's Albert, okay? Just try to freak them out, and then I'll get on. You put the phone on me, and I'll say that I want a pure car. Okay, we'll try this out. All right, how's that sound for a plan? You like that plan?
I guess
I like that plan too. All right, everybody, hang on. I don't mean to be an ass.
I'm not trying to do that, but well, let's see. Please don't tell me you're gonna bomb him again, man. You're gonna get me in trouble. No, I'm scared. It's been you don't understand how bad this week has been with me and luck. It's just gonna. I don't know. Just don't do that. Okay, we got a deal, Breakmaster. No more death threats. No bombing. No acts of terrorism. Okay. Hello. All right, good. All right, hang on, everybody. We'll be back with another prank call with our guest caller, our good friend Prankmaster. Just one moment. Thank you.
Hello, Chevrolet. How may I direct your call?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm wondering, do you guys really do have the nice people in town?
It's Grover.
Doesn't like Grover.
Jackets, t-shirts, floor mats, sport bars, cleaning kits, hitch covers, dash covers, chrome parts for your engine, and much, much more. Our number one goal is our guests.
The
was that their hold message? That's creepy.
I don't know what the fuck.
That just scared.
Thank you for holding. His one in sales.
Oh.
Hello.
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 Hello. You guys have been nicest people in the town.
Excuse me.
You guys have the nicest people in town.
Yes, we do. That's our motto.
Yes, I love that motto.
Is there anything we can do for you?
Hang on, talk to my brother.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm French Canadian, is what I am.
Sorry to hear that.
So, you got the used cars or the news cars?
We have both, used cars and new cars.
You got those used cars?
New cars? Yeah, we do. Those are the used ones that are almost new.
All right.
Yeah, we got some of those, too.
I want one of those, but I don't want any black people having been in that thing, dirty it all up with their marijuana smoke.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't tell you about that, but if you come on over, we can definitely show you some.
This guy, he tried to sell me a car once, and he was black. Not to offend anybody, he was black.
Oh,
and
really?
It had rib sauce all over the steering wheel.
Oh, is that so?
And I have a big fat guy, about 400 pounds, and my belly hits that steering wheel, and my nice white work shirt.
Honks the horn.
I sell boats, and my white work shirt got all full of old... fermented rib sauce.
Is that so?
Yes, sir. Ribs and wing sauce. It tasted like rib. I licked the whole thing clean up.
Oh, do you lick everything that you see? Is that what you do that?
Yeah, that's how I roll.
Really?
Yeah. You can lick your son.
Oh, okay.
Do you have any barbecue sauce maybe over there? We can do some licking.
Oh, you can do the licking you want. I think so.
I bite sometimes.
I'll dip it in your ass.
You bite sometimes?
I'm very if I get hungry.
I'll tell you what, if you're a biter, let me put you with my partner, okay? Hold on.
Oh, his partner.
101.
I know he's going to tell you. Yeah. I'm going to fuck with my buddy. That's cool. This guy's annoying. I'm going to transfer him to somebody else. You should just tell him you want to buy a car and he want to come in there and pay cash for it right now.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I got to sue. He told us you were the best guy.
Look, there's a gentleman there talking very nasty to me.
Uh-huh.
I told him that I just want to purchase a vehicle. I have cash, and I'm trying to see what exactly you have in any kind of Japanese foreign imports in that are used. Something maybe in the late 90s, 96 or older. Do you have anything like that right now? Could you let me know?
No, we don't carry any Japanese cars here. We're a Chevrolet dealer. Most of our used car lot is Chevrolet.
Why is that?
That's we sell Chevrolets here. We're a Chevrolet dealer, so
Chevrolet, Japanese Chevy.
Chevrolet crap. You got a Cavalier? Hello.
Well, that wasn't fun at all.
He was all serious.
No, we don't have that.
That's not funny.
We don't appreciate crazy phone calls at the happiest Chevrolet in Hawaii.
We remember Pearl
Harbor. Who the hell was that Grover guy anyway?
That's what it was. They really hate the Japanese. I bet you can't find a Japanese car in Hawaii. No, it's a lie.
No, the Japanese people go there all the time. That's like their number one vacation spot in the entire world.
Yeah, but there's probably a segment of the Hawaiian population that hates Japanese still for the bombing of Pearl Harbor.
No, they hate us.
Maybe they hate us.
No, not you.
Yeah, but there's a group of people who hate the Japanese.
Us, the successful people.
don't know. Are you still there, Prankmaster?
I think the Grover. Yeah, Grover scared him off.
Did you get to hear that? You got to hear that. What did you think about that call? How was that? Man, Prankmaster, what's going on tonight, man?
What?
Anyway, so you're gonna be on tomorrow night, right, at 10 p.m. on Zolar Vision, right?
Yep.
With a lot of people, KDK and Pipe and Eric, yourself, Zolar, like I said before, Keith, and everybody should definitely catch that.
The Prank All Stars evening.
Yeah. How late do you guys think you guys will go?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, don't sound too excited, Prankmaster.
I am. I'm just.
You're just T.
Yeah. Okay. I look forward to tomorrow, so.
Okay.
Everybody tune in tomorrow for Solar Vision.
Yeah. We'll do that. All right. Well, thank you for calling, sir. You have a great night.
All right.
All right, Prankmaster.
Bye.
That was Prankmaster, everybody. You're on the Madhouse.
How disappointing, Master.
Hey, Prankmaster, how you doing?
How you doing? Let's make a go right there. Let's call a bomb threat. I'm so angry. I got hops in my mouth. I got big sores in my mouth.
Let's call Washington. It did threaten everyone there.
Let's tell President Bush we're going to kill
him. Oh, God. Oh,
no.
Don't even say
Let's
that.
Not do that. No, no.
You can't even
Let's
say
call
that.
Matika.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, we can call Matika. Hello? Who is this?
It's your prank master. You wanna call some pranks?
That's great, man. That's a great prank.
Just call somebody.
Let's call the one and tell them we're gonna kill the kittens.
I can make really nice old person voices.
Let's hear that.
Hello, this is. I need, if you got some white cars? I want to bomb the place. I want to bomb the place. The black cars.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Let's
call somebody. I got some real nice voice. I got some great ideas, guys. Let's call the FBI and tell them we want to bomb them.
Oh my god.
Let's call the White House. That'd be really funny. Call the White House, and then we tell them we're going to assassinate. That'd be really funny.
Oh my god, I wish I had called.
And let's call a hooker over.
They're nasty.
I got that one turned on when I was giving her oral.
Oh my god. Did he really get turned down for that one, man? He did not. Tell him the truth. He got turned down.
Oh, that was a good one.
Oh yeah? Okay. Well, hang on, I'm trying to. You must enter a valid entry number.
Okay, you want to make some point calls?
Yeah. Who do you want to point call, Prankmaster?
Don't make fun of me, you bastard.
No, I won't make fun of you. I'm sorry, I don't mean to make fun of you, Plank.
You guys, you fuckers.
I'm sorry. Alright, Plank. Plankmaster.
Let's call up another car dealer.
Okay, we can call. I don't have any car dealers available, but we can call.
Okay.
We can call Sanjay Shithole. Shitole. Shitole. I don't know, in Illinois, an Arab.
Yeah, that's funny.
It's an Arab.
That's so good.
All right, well, I'm glad you like that, Planky. Let's go ahead.
That's so funny.
Hang on, everybody. We'll be back.
You know what? You guys are a part of me.
Okay, yeah, well, we love you.
I'm a part of you guys.
I can't on my own.
Oh, you can't do shit. All right, well, we got Prankmaster on the line here. Thank you for calling back. And in just one
Thank
moment.
Thank you for putting me on your wine.
You're very welcome. We'll be back in just one moment with a prank call. Okay.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing there? You got any white cars?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Let me let you talk to my father.
I'm sorry, I think that you got a...
Hello, yeah. Listen, Dad, you got any white cars, yeah?
Hello?
You got any white cars, yeah?
Listen, shitos.
I'm tired of you. I'm tired of what you're doing to me.
Hello?
You're making me feel so sad.
Who
do you have a daughter?
I'm sorry, who's this?
Listen to me. I live down the street, and you stole my garden gnomes.
Whom do you want? Whom do you want to...
I'm talking to the shittos. You know what I'm saying? Shittos. I'm trying to talk to the shittos, baby. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No. Okay, just hold on for a second. I want to make
Listen,
sure...
I'm going to get you. I want you to understand. You got any white cars? Because I'm going to get you.
White what? White?
I'm going to hump on you, the sides of your house. I'm
you have 2 minutes remaining.
White car?
Point. Spanish twink in the west. I'm just, you guys have white cars?
White,
They've been touched by a Negro.
My dad is sticky.
Okay, ma'am, I'm not able to hear
Ma'am, what you think I am, a sissy? I sound like a fag to you?
Okay, I'm not able to understand what
Listen
you're saying.
Listen to me, I don't understand what you're saying. I'm from this country. I speak in English perfectly. You can't understand that?
Okay, you... Okay.
Then you go and get your GED.
GED?
It got a good enough diploma. You know what I'm saying? You got any white cars?
White car?
White cars. I think, because I want white cars. I don't like black cars. We don't like them. Like them.
Like what, ma'am?
Do you make the cool shittos? Hello?
Okay.
I'm talking to the shittos, baby. What's up?
Okay. First of
hey,
all...
Hey, listen. I'm just trying to find a white core.
White what?
You know the white core?
No.
I don't like black core. Because black core... They lazy.
Okay,
they don't even run right. They don't start up in the morning. The white car is good. It gets up every day, hard working.
Okay, I think so, ma'am. You got a wrong number.
Listen, white comb.
White comb?
Look at you, you baby gorilla. You know that one? Hey, what's your name, Freddy?
Daddy.
Let me tell you something, buddy. I got your ass.
Right.
You just lost your ass, buddy.
Yeah. Fagmas is back, everybody in the chat room. This
Hello?
Is great. We lost him. We ran out of minutes.
He hung up on me. I don't understand. That was that a good call, guys?
We ran out of.
I'm the master of points.
This is Plank Master. Who is this? This is Recluse, right? Is
Who's
this
that?
Who's this? Who is this in real life? Show yourself.
It's your Plank Master.
Prank?
Come on, you guys don't know me.
We know you, but you know you may be offending somebody who's you know.
Oh, what was that?
Yeah, you know.
Hey, let's call. I got a great idea.
All right.
Let's call it Special Olympics, and then we'll get me. I'm gonna be in the shot put.
You're gonna be in the shot put.
I'm gonna shot put bombs on the crowd.
Listen,
at the Special Olympics.
I gotta take some medicine. My herpes.
Your herpes.
I went down to bro, and I got these sores in my mouth.
Uh huh. Oh man.
And they.
You get those flare ups?
Yeah.
I get those too.
I can't quack.
Yeah, it hurts, right?
I can't plank too well.
That'll teach you. That'll teach you to pleasure women like that.
Yeah, well, you know, she, I wanted to give her pleasure.
Oh, my
because
God.
Because y'all pay all that money for her.
Okay, look, man.
Want your finger whore, and she's great.
Okay.
Okay, I gotta go take some cancer formation.
Yeah. Okay, well, good luck with cancer.
I gotta put some Preparation H in my mouth.
Get some, put some Vicks on your lips. Vicks.
I got a new lizard.
Oh my god.
You guys don't laugh at that, you quick.
We can't laugh at the lizard. Come on now.
You son of a bitch. You guys fuck me over now.
Tell Prankmaster it's okay, because he's in the chat room. He's a bit upset. We're just messing with him.
Oh, that's okay, Prankmaster.
Okay, alright.
It's okay.
Oh my god. Alright, dude.
Okay, bye-bye, dear baby.
Alright.
Bye, Prankmaster.
Bye, Planky.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my God. Prankmaster is taking a shit in the chat room. Prankmaster, don't be upset. Oh, my God, that was great.
Who was that?
I don't know, but Prankmaster is saying he's going to beat this
shit.
That
was probably Zolar, right?
It was either Zolar or Reclude. I thought it was Zolar at first, but I think it's Reclude. I don't think Zolar. He's not in the chat. Let me see if he's on at all.
I thought it was Zolar.
It
probably was. He always fools me, and it's bad. No, he's not even online.
Zolar.
Yeah, but that could be just like a ruse, like a clever ruse to trick you.
Well, who was it then? Who was it? Maybe we'll find out one then.
We should have a contest on Name the Mystery Caller.
Well, no, I mean, like, we would, like, whoever it is, anytime Prankmaster calls in, you got to call in right after.
Yeah.
we hear from Prankmaster, and then right after we hear from Plankmaster.
Plankmaster. Yeah, exactly. That was snug. Oh, we love Prankmaster. He comes in with calls. Yeah, we got another character. It's all in good fun, Prankmaster. Don't get mad. We love you in the madhouse. Yeah. Everybody here, come on, man, Prankmaster out of everybody. When anything happens to him, everybody's like, oh, my God, what happened to Prankmaster? Where's Prankmaster? Is he going to be on the Zolar and everything? Everybody's all concerned about Prankmaster. Anyway, are you sleeping over there?
Hey, listen, the ridicule, man, is what it's all about. Yeah. People love you. If they're not paying attention to you, they ain't going to talk about you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all about that, man. The roast is the truest honor.
Yeah, well,
roast me.
I've got people telling me that they were afraid to say anything in the chat because Prankmaster would get upset. He would cry. What did you just say? Wait a minute. You just said. Anyway, I don't know.
I got Prankmaster is upset.
It's not Zolar, Prankmaster.
Prankmaster says it's not Zolar.
I thought it was Reclude. It sounded like Reclude at the end of it, man. See, Reclude said it wasn't him.
Yeah, well, no one wants to get hacked.
No, no one wants to get hacked. Prankmaster can't hack anybody, man. He barely has internet.
He's got dial up.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to hack you with my 56K modem. See, that's my Prankmaster impression. That's not that. I mean, it's.
No, that was kind of like, hi.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, exactly. Well,
that was Misery, was it?
Oh, it might have been Misery. I don't know. No, I don't think it was Misery. No. I don't know. It's very.
It was a pretty good impersonation.
Yeah,
obviously.
It was pretty good. Okay, good. We got the toll for the caller ID's working, so now I could tell you who it was. But I don't know. Anyway.
The following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
You're in the madhouse.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
All right, great. Who am I speaking with?
Juke.
Who's this? Matt, Juke.
Randy.
Randy.
Juke.
Juke, what's up, man? How you doing? You forgot your name there for a second.
I'm doing fantastic.
Yeah, that was great. So, who do you think was Prankmaster with a W?
Oh, that was Prankmaster.
No, okay, well, I'm saying, okay, well, Juke believes in Santa
it
Claus.
It was the original.
Yeah, Juke's not that bright.
Yeah, Juke's, yeah. Okay. Juke's
a kid. So,
we're going to have a running poll the rest of the evening.
That's everybody just say, that's nice, Juke. Okay, all right. What's up,
way to go, Juke. Way to figure it out.
Yeah, how was school this week, man?
Oh, it was great.
Yeah, man, I wish I was just going to school and didn't have work, because it's just a bunch of shit, man. Enjoy
man,
while you got
it. It was my birthday this week, so I got to miss Monday.
Oh, really? Good. Oh, really? Your parents had to stay home?
Yeah, I bugged the shit out of her.
Okay, well.
I ate a box of Jawbreakers and I climbed a tree.
Yeah. That's not... Oh, my God, that's fine. Okay, all right, everybody. Misery is saying it wasn't him either. He just said that everybody's like, who was it? KDK. People think it's KDK. People think it's Misery.
Why
think
are you?
I think it was
KDK.
I know who it was, but I'm not going to say.
Yeah, Misery says he's sick. He says he has no voice. Got his
drums.
Was that the dead? Oh shit. Was that DD?
Yeah. Alright, well. So, Juke, what's up, man? You want to do a call, or are you just calling to shoot the shit?
Of course I want to do a call.
You want to call? We have another shithole, or shitoli. I guess these are Indian. They're Indian, actually, not Arab. They sound Arab, I guess, to the untrained ear, but I know that they're Indian, apparently.
Do you know them?
Yeah. No, I can hear from the way he was talking. He was saying FSP. That means, like, late, like...
Oh,
like,
shit.
Yeah, oh, shit. Okay, so you want to call... we're going to call Nitlin Shitoli. I guess Shitole is the last name.
Do you have any, like, businesses?
Businesses. I've got a few Walmarts that we haven't called. I have a Subway in Alaska where it's, I think it's, like, 7 p.m. right now. It's, like, 7, 8 p.m. right now.
Maybe you can call them and see if you can get, like, a whale sub or something like that.
Yeah.
Can I get some polar bear on that?
Yeah.
I want some polar bear on that.
Baby seal.
Yeah, let me get some baby seal.
Yeah. You want to try to call Subway and run with it, or you want me to look for something else here?
Do you think Subway will be open now?
Oh, Subway's open
in Alaska?
In Alaska, yeah.
The sun never even goes down in Alaska.
Yeah,
they're
open all
24/7.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely, man, definitely. I guarantee it. I will eat a pen live on the air if they don't pick up. How's that?
What? A what?
Oh man, a pen.
Okay.
That red pen right there.
There you go.
I hope they answer, because fuck. No, I mean they're not gonna answer. All right. Hang on, everybody. We'll be right back with Jupe. He's going to be calling the Subway in Kodiak, Alaska.
Either Jupe or a red pen.
Or I'm going to eat a red pen if they don't pick up, so hopefully they do. And let me find something to play here. No.
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 No. Baby? No.
Baby? Who's baby? No, keep going down. Scroll down. Something like that. All
right. Trumpet.
Ooh. No, you played that before. No, the Notorious
Thugs. Oh, I guess I could. That would be cool.
Play some Notorious Thugs. Play some T.O.K. Okay, Kawiko?
This is the fucked up version. Hey, Milkman, be nice to Prankmaster, man. We're trying to...
I'm not. I love Prankmaster. He's
you
can
pass Bone Thugs.
Yeah, dude. There we go. That's like the remix. It's like Timmy's.
Yeah, look at that.
Hang on, everybody.
Biggie, biggie. Biggie, biggie. That's right there.
He lost you. I cannot.
Look for your ID and call him back.
Ah, I can't believe we freaking lost you. Juke, call back. Holy crap.
Oh, fucking goddamn.
Athena woke up. She was sleeping on the couch and she just jumped up.
Man, that cat was mad as hell.
Speakers. Loud. Feedback. And delay. Oh, man. I tried to warn the people in the chat room. If anybody who never... I apologize for that. Once again, this time was my fault. I kicked out the fucking shit to the speaker. Oh my god. So yeah, Reckless says that they did a Busy Bones album called The Gift, either the song or the album. I don't know. I'm not familiar with that one. I don't know what it was exactly. Man, you know what? My headphones are... I can't hear the left side of my headphones now for some reason. I don't know why. It's fucked up. Anyway,
I probably blew the damn speaker out there, sticking your finger in the light socket.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, Prankmaster just logged out.
My ear goggles jumped off my head and bounced off the floor.
Yeah, so it's someone saying that they didn't hack Prankmaster. Everybody, I apologize, Jupe. Please call back in. I apologize for that. Call back in immediately. You know the toll-free number. Hopefully, just redial. I'm not going to give it out so no one else calls. Let's try to keep that up at least for a few minutes for the callback. And he just took a break, apparently. I think I'm going to 2. It's 12. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back and try to do some last few calls. Jupe, if you're out there, please call back so I can put you back on. And in the time being, like I said, go to madhouselive.com. Once again, madhouselive.com. And if you want to also... join us in the chat room if you're listening. If you're not in the chat room already, you can go to kdkprankcalls.com and join the chat link. And you'll be on with us anyway. Let me go ahead and take that break, and we'll be right in just one moment. It is now 12 o'clock, and you're listening
to PCU Radio.
Okay, we're back.
I need to go over
there. Yeah, what are you doing?
I don't know, I'm confused. I like this beat. What do you think about this beat?
This is a Neptunes.
That's
a
bold this way,
fast baby. Drum beats. I'm not into it too much. I don't really like the Neptunes. I like that one, the Nerd song, the Cop Car.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good song.
Yeah, the Nerd song?
Yeah. And then that one they do about strippers, I like that.
Okay.
Other than that, no. And then the song they produced with Snoop, that was good too.
Oh, Beautiful?
Drop It Like It's Hot.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that beat though.
What?
Yeah, it's.
I don't know.
That
was a hot shit.
It sounds like a video game or something. I don't know.
You like that?
I guess so, yeah. I don't listen to much of that, but. Okay, so KDK says he wants to hear the call. The mystery call-out, which is like some kind of big debate now, apparently, of who exactly it was that...
Milkman ripped it already.
Milkman,
you're on top of things.
Yeah, yeah.
I got nothing else to do.
Yeah, man. Milkman, I don't know.
We've got kind of like a running poll in the chat room here.
Yeah.
Well, Milkman, who do you think it was?
You know, now I'm stumped. At first, I thought it
was... I think it's Milkman.
I think it's Milkman.
Yeah. What do you think about that, Milkman?
Yeah.
It was me. I called it.
Yeah,
okay, so please don't make no fun of me because I
was riding
my
like
scooter.
It.
My Wecluse, my scooter's there.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Hey, Milkman, you know what I noticed? The competition isn't even on tonight. What's up with that? You know
ain't
who I'm
no
talking. I'm not supposed to say his
name.
Hey,
you know what? You know what? It is past the ass hat hour by about 7 minutes.
Oh,
we gotta
shit.
Do the ass hat minute.
That's right. We gotta do the ass hat minute real quick. Hang on, we gotta call it. This might be Juke. I don't know. It's a 4. What the hell's 408?
408.
I told
Juke
to call. So it's on him now.
You know 408 in Canada.
Yeah, it's Canada.
They have.
Canada, awesome. You're on. Caller.
Caller, you're on the air. Hello.
This is IP Relay Operator 924.
Ah, here we go. Who are you calling with?
Operator here, do you know how to use Relay?
No, no, no. What's your company? Who are you with? Sprint? Hey.
Operator here, I'm sorry. Do you know how to use Relay?
No, I don't want to use.
Where
are you calling from? Where are you calling from?
Operator here, I'm sorry. I'm not allowed to be involved in conversation.
I'm talking to the operator. I decline the call. I decline your call, damn it.
Thank
you, IP Relay. Don't call
back. Don't call back, because motherfuckers, you start doing that shit, I'm going to end the show. I don't give a fuck. You start with that Relay shit, man.
What is that?
The same. Yeah. You go to a website and shit, and you start.
All you got to do is say no and go to the next call.
That's it.
But why don't you want to take the Relay
call?
Bye-bye
now.
What's wrong with
them? It's going to take them more effort to try and call back than it is for us to say no and go to the next call.
Relay calls are long and boring.
Oh, because it takes a real long time for them to relay.
Because they got
to
relay, read it back and everything, and it's just been done. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's been on
it's
Howard.
It's old now.
Yeah, it's
real
old
hat.
It was funny the first two times I heard it. After that, it's just so long and boring, and it's like filler, and it's an embarrassment to the prank call community.
No, we don't do that in the madhouse.
No, we don't play that. We don't do that on PCU either. I know Zola will.
In general, no one does that. I don't know anybody that's ever done it.
I know someone who does, but...
Milkman will bomb whoever does that.
Yeah. No, we can't say that.
I will bomb you in my little white and brown Wasco scooter.
Okay. Yeah, see? I have a feeling that it was him. This son of a bitch was. Damn it. Why would you make fun of him?
How the hell could you figure out it was doing
little
Milkman? Because I'm 6 years old.
I'm trying to find out. There's a song here called GSM.
Hey, play some T.O.K.
That was T.O.K.
Oh my god, come on, you spell Rastafari, man, German, you know about T.O.K. The Chi Chi Man song.
What?
Oh, Chi Chi Man? I think I have
that.
Yeah,
man.
That's old.
Yeah, the T.O.K., man.
Is that the name of them? Chi Chi.
Yes, T.O.K.
I don't think I have it. Hang on. T.O.K., I think
I. What are you talking about?
I had it. I thought I had it.
Yeah, they do that song. I love that stuff.
I thought I did. There it is. There it is.
I never heard this before.
Oh, yeah?
His rap?
It's his reggae something.
Yeah,
reggae.
Not reggae.
It's
all
my dog.
Yeah.
No, I don't like it.
That's it.
You like this milkman?
Oh, I love
you pervert.
It.
You pervert.
Oh, this is awful.
This is it.
It's retarded.
Rigging.
Hey, I want that one there. You've got to send that one to me.
No, man, you like this?
Oh, yeah, it's classic.
God, man. Really, seriously?
Bad man living in Chichimania.
That song is about killing gay people, isn't it?
You hear what I
hear? Isn't it about blowing up or burning down gay bars and stuff and killing the gay men inside of it? Isn't
I don't
it what
know,
it is?
Man. It's just
it
a cool
is.
Song. I have no
it's,
idea.
It's about killing gay people. I remember that because
well.
I had an ex-girlfriend who would go to gay bars with her gay clothes with her gay friend and come home and told me that this one time they were playing that in there and all the guys were dancing and some Jamaican guy was like, if they only knew what they were talking about. And I don't know. It was like some gay Jamaican.
I don't know, man. Put it up to a poll, because I don't think so.
Anyway, that's enough gay talk for the night.
Yeah.
We got Chili's. Where did Chili's start coming in from? We got a bunch of Chili's coming in. 408 is California, San Jose area. Okay, thank you, Lonesome. He's always on top of the number aspect of the show.
Uh-huh.
We should try another call. We called the shitholes already. Goatsy, Denise Goatsy. Oh, Goatsy's and Batavia.
New York. That's like...
Yeah, he's on Exhibit A.
That was over an hour ago.
Yeah,
you wait till you see that.
I'm not going to see Goatsy. I've never seen it, and I don't want to see it. I've heard of it. I don't want to see it. No, thank you. Nobody posts that in the chat room. I don't want to click on it in accident. It'll be gay, people. Doesn't he have a bunch of shit, too? Goatsy is like a bunch of like tub girl and all that nasty shit. No.
You know, I just seen... I guess I seen just a little bit of the CD, man. If you look at it, you know, the hole in the CD... The artwork is like lined up with the hole in the CD. That's good, see.
Oh, I don't. What are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm so confused.
Look, man, I'm confused now.
Exhibit A, man. KDK's new CD. It's just been released, man.
Where did
it's
you come
real
out?
Slick production.
Where did you come out? We're talking about Exhibit A. Exhibit A, yeah. Exhibit A
you
is.
You said Goatsy.
Goatsy. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I see what he's... Yeah, he's trying to say... Go see some guy who... I don't know. I don't want to tell you, Andy. It's sick.
Anyway.
I don't want... It's uncomfortable.
What Exhibit is it?
A,
no, no.
Exhibit A is what? $8? Is that what KDK is selling it for?
Man, and I'll tell you what. That's a hell of a deal at that price.
Yeah, it's his newest prank call. His newest call. It's... let me read it out. KDK prank calls... is proud to announce Exhibit A, a CD collection of almost 80 minutes of the funniest and most memorable KDK pranks of all time. There you go. And he's selling it for $8.
Man, that's a hell of a deal.
$8. You know what? I think he gives one out every night on the show on Saturday night, right? I don't know if he does on... He didn't do one last night, did he?
You know, I don't think he did, okay. But, you know, hopefully everybody will tune in Saturday, tomorrow night for the big... Prank All Stars, Zolar Vision Combo, Lunatic Fringe, and who the hell knows what else,
right.
And see if you can get your free CD.
All right, exactly.
It just may happen.
Yeah. Well, how about I go ahead and try one more last call? It's getting, I don't know. I think it's time to call out at night. I don't know. How many people? Well, we still got a pretty decent amount of people, isn't
it? Yeah, man.
I don't know. Okay, well,
I get another call.
Let's do another call. Let's do one.
Burn that card up.
Let's burn the card up, exactly. Thank you, Milkman. You went out.
Big props to Milkman braving the tough streets of the Virgin Islands.
Yeah, there's no Virgin.
I got back and I almost got a ticket. I'll have you know, Senator.
Where he could be captured and sold into white slavery at any moment.
Yeah, exactly. Like pirates.
But I offered him a Jamaican red stripe beer and they left me alone.
Pirates of the Caribbean. Goatsy is on the CD of his. I guess Goatsy. What? Did KDK call Goatsy? Is that what it is?
Told you.
He did, really?
God, Milkman is like an idiot smile when it comes to prank calls.
Yeah,
no, KDK isn't. There's just, okay, they're just, real
CD.
Quick. There's a freaky dude that everybody watches, you know, on the internet, and it's also featured on the CD. It's
kind of
like a cult classic.
I'm the real Goatsy.
Yeah, Goatsy.
See?
Yeah. Maybe
I put Goatsy in a closet and took his place.
I think maybe you called here on the show a while ago. It was a prank mystery call from Goatsy.
Okay. Do you think possibly Goatsy was the one who did the prank master call?
I'm still wondering. This is like a running chat room poll here. You know, no one has figured it out yet, and I'm still wondering myself.
I think we never will. Hopefully, we will one day. We'll find out.
Yeah, somebody eventually will come forward.
Yeah, DTT seems to think it was you. And
I think it was Milkman.
I think it was Milkman, too. You have 3 votes.
I don't remember him. I don't remember him talking. Don't you guys stop picking up on me,
because it wasn't me. I'm telling you now. I saw my last scooter to him point out. It wasn't me.
Yeah, Milkman can't keep, like, a train of thought that long.
It's like, choo-choo. Okay.
Anyway. He would be like, who's the plane man? Yeah, living in rock and lava, and Carlito's badass.
Yeah. All right. All right, let's do another call, everybody. I'm not going to play Chi-Chi-Mon again, man, okay?
Yeah, Chi-Chi-Mon was awful.
That was awful, man. I don't know
why. Everybody hated that.
One time for the last. Damn, you guys.
Yeah, put some machine gun. Commodores, everybody. Be right back with you in just 1 minute. KKCD. Wow.
Please enter your authorization code. You have $5. Please enter your destination number now.
What the fuck am I calling? Ah.
You have $5. Please enter your destination number now.
So what's up?
Hello.
Bubba the Love Sponge is on. Is gonna be on Sirius too with Howard. Is it though?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing there, old man?
Pardon?
How you doing there, old man?
All right.
Good. How old are you?
Okay.
Good. Let me ask you a question, sir.
I don't have time for questions. Thank you.
Well, I don't have time. I'm going to send you a fine in the mail.
I do over your questions. Ah, you son of a bitch.
God damn it. Man, that didn't work too well. I had Chili's here. I didn't want to call Chili's, man. Fucking Chili's. Roy Homo. Roy Homo in Holiday, Florida. An old guy answered.
They give me gas.
Chili gives a guess.
Chili gives a guess. Exactly. I just say Honolulu. What can I do with Chili's? Well, what can I possibly do with a call of the Chili's? I don't know.
Tell them you got gas, you know, and you want to find out, you know, what they're going to do for you now.
Call them and ask them why they don't do the Baby Back Rib commercial anymore.
Tell them
you love that. That's my favorite song.
I will never go back.
You can have a CD with it coming out because it's the hot shit. All right.
They're
like, I remixed it. Tell me you remixed it under some different beats and you want to come play it for them.
Yeah, but I don't. What if I got to come through? No, not going to be able to hear
me. You have dialed a number to which long-distance charges apply.
What do you mean?
Please dial.
An 800 number, you bitch. That's an 800 number. This fucking phone. This fucking VoIP shit.
Please enter your authorization code now.
What kind of phone is that in? Emerson?
Uniden. It's the Target.
You have
it's the Target.
$4.
The Target Emerson is Uniden for electronics. You can't get no Emerson unless you're in Walmart. You know that, right? You can get it at Walgreens, right? I think I've seen it at Walgreens before.
You're just so fucking smart.
It's the truth,
man. Your current balance will allow you to talk for 3 hours, 19 minutes, 47 seconds.
You ever go to get anything that's Emerson?
What?
If you ever get any Emerson headphones, they suck.
Yeah, they are garbage. I agree. Hello?
Hello.
Thank you for calling Chili's. I'm grateful to get it.
Hey, what do you got to go over there?
Hello?
Yeah, what do you have to go?
Everything on the menu. Would you like to place an order?
Possibly. Let me tell you what. I'm very hungry. I don't have any money. I'm very hungry. Can I come by and just give me some food? Wah, wah, wah. That sucks. Alright, well, I'm going to try one more. These people confirmed, but like at 10 o'clock and
like,
shit.
Maybe we call them, like, order a taco or something, you know?
Order a taco?
KFC, yeah.
KFC.
Or Pizza Hut.
Well, a lot of those KFCs have Taco Bells now, anyway.
Yeah, that's true. That's right. In Florida, man, they start bringing those out. You know, they got all three of them in one stop. It's really cool.
Right. Okay. All right. Hang on, everybody. Let me try one more call here. Should I call? I don't want to call another Chili's, man. I'm not feeling Chili's tonight. Let me try Roy Holtwell. Yeah, Roy Holtwell. I called the shithole already. It's called Lynn Lame. Try to shoot the shit. Oh, that's the joke. I don't have nothing to work with that either. Denise Pussy. Alright, hang on everybody. Last call of the night. Be right back.
Got this shit down. See, see, nobody give a fuck about that. There's some real daddies out there. I'm not talking about the guy that just fucked you and left. Fuck him, okay? I'm talking about
the real
daddy.
Please enter your
authorization. There's still some motherfuckers out there that handle their business.
Do not have sufficient funds to make this call. Message.
Motherfucker.
I'm down the old card. Use the new card.
Way to go, milkman.
Yeah, thanks a lot, milkman.
Use the new card.
Shut up, boy. Use the new card. Mama. What's the daddy song? Papa was a rolling
stone. Please enter your authorization code now.
Nobody give a fuck. Nobody appreciates daddy. Now, mama got the roughest job. I ain't gonna front. But come on, at least people appreciate
$4.
That's right. Every time
90,
mama do something right, mama
please enter your destination number.
Because women need
now
to hit compliments all the time. Women need food, water, and compliments. That's right. That's right.
Ballots will allow you to talk for 8 hours, 15
right
minutes, 29 seconds.
See that Walmart on Don King Road? I think that's named after Don King.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so too. Where is it in? Alaska? No.
That's where he's from.
Don King. Eskimo.
Hi, we're not here to take your call.
You have $4.94.
All right, well, that's it. After three, I call it quits. A little earlier than normal, but it's just been that kind of night for me. I'd like to thank Andy for showing up.
No
thank
problem.
Thank you for being in.
That's why I took a nap earlier today.
Yeah, all right, good deal. Good deal.
Yeah.
So you're not off schedule now, right? That's
well,
good.
Well, I gotta work at like 8 tomorrow morning.
I gotta work at 7:30.
Yeah, your job is easy. You just sit there.
Work sucks. Anyway, other than that, what else do we got here? Milkman, of course, thank you for being on, as always.
Yeah, no problem.
It's a great time, man. Welcome back, Amy.
Mad ass.
I don't know who the hell it was, Prankmaster. It wasn't me, baby.
Yeah. Milkman,
it wasn't me.
Milkman, doing your big talk-up thing. I like that.
Yeah.
The madhouse, you know, with your whole
yeah, man,
life.
Okay, well, I want to thank everybody for tuning in the madhouse, man, because we have a live show right here tonight in the party room. We have, several famous appearances tonight. Also, don't forget to get your
anyone who goes to that party room is it coming
KDK
out.
Productions. Exhibit A, CD at www.kdkprankcalls.com. And stay tuned for tomorrow's night ass-kicking show. They got the Prank All-Stars featured on Zolar Vision, Lunatic Fringe, Hullabaloo. They're going to be a big throwdown. Make sure you be there or be square. 10 p.m. Look out, baby.
Yeah, right here where you're listening to this. Go to kdkprankcalls.com and, of course, madhouselive.com. Milkman, you really need to look into maybe being the announcer at the at a strip club or something. You have the talent, I think.
He could do that.
You could do that, man. All you horny hand clappers, isn't that what they say?
horny hand clappers.
Hey,
what time we went to the strip club and
Milkman, say for me real quick in your taco voice. Say now, all you horny hand clappers, put your hands together.
All
Oh, you holy hand clappers, put your hands together!
Maybe not. I don't know.
Cosby, I should tell a story about when we went to the strip club.
Yeah, you should tell a story about when we went to the strip club. Yeah, because my girlfriend is right
But you were 18. I was like...
Horrible.
I don't know. Well, yeah, we were at the strip club. It was the only group of people in there. It was like us and like a couple of our buddies.
We're
sitting there. We go walk in. We sit down. As soon as we sit down, probably like 5 minutes later, the DJ guy who had a Wolfman Jack voice. What did he say exactly? It was...
What did he say? You got a pet... No, he told me I had the tip.
Yeah,
he said, look at this fat, perverted motherfucker.
He just started talking shit about you.
Look at this fat, perverted motherfucker. And then he said... what else did he say? He said, you got to pet the kitty. I forgot what he said. He said, yeah, he said I had a tip. I don't know what the
I don't think it was fat, perverted motherfucker.
Yeah,
it wasn't that quite that mean.
He did. He said that. He said
it was fat, I think he like maybe like tubby pervert or something like that.
No, he said I was perverted. I was just sitting there watching the girl.
Yeah, but you were. You were creepy.
How was I creepy, man?
You just have a creepy look on your eye when there's like new girls around.
Yeah, see, I've never... He
looks like a dog looking at a pile of meat, like many piles of meat.
Like a steak?
Just piles and piles of steaks.
Yeah, well, I don't freaking clubs like that anyway, so... I've only been twice. They were both times were with you, actually.
Yeah.
So that's it. Alright, well, madhouselive.com, thank you for that story, though.
Right? It should have been funny, but I can't remember exactly what he said. I used to tell it, right?
Yeah, he had that weird...
I was like, look at that. Look at that tubby bastard over there.
He said this fat, perverted motherfucker.
No, it wasn't... I know he didn't say that. It wasn't that mean.
He loves looking at pussy. I think he said something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, something like, this is the first time he's seen pussy. He's going crazy. Yeah,
whatever. Okay. All right, well, everybody, that's tonight. What else am I saying? You want to make sure to listen to Zolar's show tomorrow, whose guest is, as we said before, KDK and Keith will both be there, getting tattoos and piercings, whatever. Prankmaster is also due to be
in. Maybe Prankmaster will call in.
Maybe Prank, that'd be great.
I'm sure he'll go crazy.
If you're listening again, Prankmaster, you'll probably go off, you go very well with that. I'm going to try to... you know what I'll do? I'm just gonna replay that hour of the show, while I take Andy home.
Yeah, I gotta get my ride.
Yeah, I'll give him his ride, and that should probably contain that at some point.
I also hear it is rumored that High Pitch Eric will be on the show also tomorrow night via live webcam.
Oh, really?
It's rumored that he's interested in a Prince Albert piercing.
Really?
Live on the camera. So this could be a real blowout show.
That's going to be crazy.
You can't wait for that one, man.
When you see it and hear it.
Stay tuned. I bet you you're real excited.
I'm going to rip it.
I'm going to roll it.
Are you going to rip that one for us, Milkman, in case I miss it?
Rip it good.
Yeah, I imagine you will.
Man, I don't know. I thought he was just calling in. He's actually going to be in Zolar's apartment or whatever.
He's supposed to show up now. You know, he was invited. Whether he shows up or not, I don't know. But I think it would be in his best interest to show up because he'll have a good show. He'll get some good promo out of it.
Okay, well, here's your preview of tomorrow's show.
Yeah!
You like that, you pig whore?
Yes!
You want some spit in your face, you dirty piece of
Yes! Please spit in my face! Oh, yeah! Wah, 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 wah,
look in the camera, whore.
Say hi to your daddy.
Hi, daddy! Look at me!
Say hi to your mommy.
Hi, mommy! Are you proud of me? I'm a fat pig whore just like you!
You smell like a f***ing elephant. Open your mouth, pig.
Okay!
Wider, you pig.
Look at the camera.
I love spit in my mouth.
Look at the camera and tell us what you are.
I'm a messy little spit covered dirty pig.
Okay.
Oh my God.
That's over at HowardStern.com. That's the Bang High Pitch.
Lord have mercy. That's going to be a great show tomorrow, man. Can't wait.
That if you didn't know,
Zolar Vision live at 10 p.m. right on this show,
That was High Pitch Eric. If you don't know who we were talking about, there it is. So he'll be there getting a Prince Albert, possibly. So be sure to listen to that, everybody. Anyway, I'm going to call tonight. Thank you to Lonesome Loser for calling in, coming in with the numbers. Jupe, I'm sorry. I don't know. I swear to God, I had everything set up and I lost you. I don't know what happened to Jupe again. He got dissed. I'm so sorry. I asked him to call back. I guess he didn't come through. Everybody else in the chat room and everybody else listening tonight, Reclude and Mystery Caller for Plank Master, whoever that was great. And I invite you to call Zolar's show tomorrow. I bet you that'd be great. Let's see if that happens. If not, I'll try to send it to Zolar so he can play with him there next to him, see what happens. Let me see if he'll play. All right, well, that's the show, everybody. Thank you very much for listening. And I'm playing the wrong fucking file. Hang on, that's the standby. This is the end show. All right, everybody. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you here next week. Bye for now.
Bye, Ellie.
Better milk, man.
Peace, you guys.
You've just been listening to a sample of The Madhouse. If you like what you hear, be sure to listen in every Thursday night at 9:15 p.m. on PCU Radio, your number one source for live and recorded prank calls. For more information, visit madhouselive.com or kdkprankcalls.com.